Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Legally carry a gun in his home state to bring it across state lines and carry a loaded weapon anywhere else in the country. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
This amendment is a bridge too far and could endanger the safety of millions of Americans.
Though vehement by the nation's mayors and police chiefs, it has strong support from the NRA and may very well pass and be attached to a must-pass bill that funds the Pentagon.
I'm Steve Kathan. Those mayors and police chiefs opposing the measure explain why in big newspaper ads, and families of gun violence victims have spoken up here in New York.
Don't nobody understand because they haven't walked in our shoes.
But supporters say allowing people with concealed weapons permits to carry their guns across state lines lets them protect themselves and others.
It gets rid of a lot of the restrictions from state to state and the confusion that it causes.
But some complain the bill shifts too much control from state capitals to Washington. Nick?
As the grumbling over costs grows louder, President Obama holds a primetime news conference to generate support for health care reform. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports from the White House.
This will be the 10th major appearance by the president on health reform, following a slew of interviews by President Obama, all promising health reform won't raise the deficit.
If I'm not happy with the end product, I will not sign a bill.
Republicans have been attacking key parts of Mr. Obama's plan, such as the proposed public option, a government-provided health care program. Republicans say that would produce more spiraling costs like Medicare and Medicaid. Mr. Obama's trying to convince Americans he wouldn't let that happen.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. Opponents of health reform as first proposed feel they've got time to apply pressure. One of the Blue Dog Democrats, relative conservatives, Mike Ross of Arkansas.
The more than an hour we spent with the president focused specifically on cost containment.
And Karen Ignani, top lobbyist for America's health insurance plans, fights the idea of taxing medical coverage.
From a perspective of trying to drive costs down, that's exactly the wrong direction.
Labor unions also don't want health coverage taxed. These and other untied strands make it doubtful the House or Senate could pass a bill in only 2 or 3 weeks.
It's a decision that could have a major impact if you have a dispute with your credit card company. CBS's Dave Barrett has that story.
Two arbitration firms are backing away from credit card disputes between customers and card issuers. Minnesota's attorney general had sued the National Arbitration Forum questioning the resolution process. 94% of the time that firm had ruled in favor of card companies. Come Friday, it won't take on new cases. The Wall Street Journal says the American Arbitration Association will put consumer disputes on hold till new guidelines are written. Sometimes the cell phone industry requires arbitration. Sprint uses it to resolve collection disputes, but some courts have denied carriers plans to mandate the practice. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
The lagging job market is especially rough on older workers. CareerBuilder.com's Rosemary Hafner says much fewer have luck finding another job.
Of those workers age 55 and older that have been laid off in the last year, only 28% have found a new position.
Compared with 71% in the 25 to 34 age category, Hafner also says older workers often take less money and have to work longer to get back to the level of pay in their former jobs. In the waning days before she leaves office, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has new legal headaches. An independent investigator says he has evidence.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
All right, Tom, take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Dudley, the one, the only.
Entertaining. Austrian fashionista Bruno has burst onto the silver screen. It's a very good but not incredible review. In this follow-up to 2006's Borat mockumentary, creator Sacha Baron Cohen once again dances perilously close to the edge of the comedy cliff. Prepare for one of the most outrageous, insensitive, elaborate, offensive movies of recent times.
Showbiz. Book Showdown. I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an e-book reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS-700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at ConsumerReports.org.
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos dias, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
Primetime news conference tonight by President Obama on health care reform, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And I'll be there. And we'll talk about it tomorrow morning, and we'll preview it today here on the Bill Press Show, this Wednesday edition of the Bill Press Show. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this July 22nd, 2009 Bill Press Show, coming to you live from our studio here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. We were following the health care reform debate yesterday here on this end of Capitol, just of Pennsylvania Avenue, just down the street, as well as the big meeting with President Obama and the Blue Dog Democrats at the White House at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. Lots happening, and the president continuing his full court press, 9 events in the last 9 days on health care reform, and today being day number 10. Yes, it's the big primetime news conference tonight at the White House. I will be there. Got a seat. Found out yesterday. I've got to be down there, by the way, by 6 p.m. this evening, 2 hours ahead of the news conference. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of sitting around time. I think I'll get some takeout food and
bring the crossword puzzle
and a couple of pizzas.
There you go.
Know, whatever,
yeah.
And share it with a friend. I'll be there for the news conference, and then tonight there's Ed Schultz is doing a special broadcast tonight at 11 p.m. on MSNBC, and I'll be part of that show as well. So it's going to be a long day today. We started off here with the Bill Press Show, and good to have you with us. Give us a call on health care reform, any aspect of it or any other topic at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. Team Press here ready to go. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. Hello, guys.
Have you told Dan yet that you need a ride to the to and from the Ed Show at 11 p.m.?
Well, I was going to break that news to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I?
Gently.
I spoke too soon.
I thought, it's all right. I'm a night owl.
A little bit later. Yeah. Well, I'm not.
Yeah.
You can sleep on the ride over.
So maybe we could do the show. Well, can I? The other issue, I mean, we're talking about health care, but I can't believe that there are still people out there who are, at this point, still raising questions about Barack Obama's birth certificate. And don't believe he was born in Hawaii.
Well, his middle name's Hussein. How could he be born in Hawaii?
Some still believe so. He's not an American citizen. Therefore, he's not a legitimate president. Alan Keyes, crazy Alan Keyes, of course, who lost to Barack Obama in Illinois, has filed a lawsuit, you know, trying to challenge the legitimacy of President Barack Obama. And yesterday, on his radio show, Lou Dobbs, I mean, who knows better? He even got into this.
What's the deal? What is the deal here? I'm starting to think we have a document issue. You suppose he's no, I won't even use the word undocumented. Wouldn't be right.
the document issue. The birth certificate produced by the state of Hawaii, it's up. It was up. They put it up on their website. The Obama campaign. Put it up on its website. And on top of that, there are, I think it's about, I don't know, 15 or so Republican congressmen who are supporting legislation that would require from now on every presidential candidate, every presidential campaign to produce the birth certificate of the candidate, right? Just to prove that they really were born in this country before they could run for president. Yesterday, one of those guys was on with Chris Matthews. John Campbell from California, nutty as they come, was on with Chris Matthews, and Chris really, really tore into him.
It's on the screen now. Take a close look. It says Barack Hussein Obama. He was born August 4th, 1961 in Honolulu. Is that a state? Yes, it was.
Fine.
His mother was Caucasian. His father was African. What more do you want? He's male.
What is the
matter? He was born, by the way, at 7:24 p.m. in the island of Oahu. Well, what more do you want? I mean, I'm serious. You say, as far as you know, you are playing to the crazies.
Yeah, playing to the crazies. They are. In fact, talk about crazy is a guy, a radio talk show host out in Denver, Gunny Bob Newman, who actually says, he asserts that Barack Obama was actually born in Iraq.
What?
Yeah. I mean, they're nuts. Total nuts. Deal with it. I mean, come on. Yeah, and of course, Neil Armstrong never landed on the moon either.
Right, right. Yeah. And 9/11 was an inside joke.
You got it. All right, Jake Tapper from the ABC, White House correspondent, senior correspondent, will join us a little bit later. And guess what? President Jimmy Carter told the Southern Baptist Convention he is quitting after 60 years as a Southern Baptist. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
On this Wednesday, here's what's making news. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is being sued for sexual assault. TMZ reports a Lake Tahoe hotel employee claims the Super Bowl winner called her to his room last summer and assaulted her. Andrea McNulty is suing for sexual assault and battery, false imprisonment, and emotional distress. There's more to the story, though. Sources say the two had a consensual sexual liaison. Also, McNulty is currently under psychiatric care for an alleged relationship with a man who never existed.
Not only that, by the way, she tried to sue him several times without bringing up any charges. I'm not saying, and this is something that you shouldn't take lightly, and I'm not saying that she's trying to get money out of him, but it doesn't look good.
But it reminds me of the Eagle Colorado case with
Kobe.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And out of Hollywood, the supposed affair between country singer LeAnn Rimes and actor Eddie Cibrian has cost him his marriage. Us Weekly reports Cibrian's wife is leaving him, saying he and LeAnn deserve each other. The two supposedly hit it off while filming a movie earlier this year, and the affair never ended. They were seen together as late as last week. No word so far on whether LeAnn is splitting with her husband of 7 years, who has stood by her.
Yikes.
Does he live in that house on C Street? With John Ensign and Mark Sanford.
And the seven wonders of the world, or so yesterday. A Swiss adventurer has been conducting a poll to create the seven new wonders of nature. There are currently 28 finalists, including the likes of the Grand Canyon, Great Barrier Reef, the Amazon, Dead Sea, Germany's Black Forest, and others. You can vote at new7wonders.com.
Oh.
The winners will be announced in 2011.
What?
2011?
Yeah. I mean, talk about delay. Jesus. If we can get health care reform done, we can get that done in 5 minutes. Thank you, Dan. All right. Yes, indeed. I'm really interested in the story about Jimmy Carter. I just want to talk about a little bit with you, maybe get your comments. But so Carter's been a Southern Baptist. Remember, he's still... Whatever you think about Jimmy Carter's presidency, he still is the one president who genuinely a real spiritual man. A churchgoer all of his life. He didn't go just during campaigns, didn't go just on Sundays with the TV cameras. He's been a faithful churchgoer, taught Bible school down in Plains, Georgia. Taught Bible school here in Washington, D.C. when he was still president of the United States. But and so a faithful Southern Baptist, he resigned from the church this week because he said he is very, very unhappy with the church's latest position on the role of women in the church. The Southern Baptists met in convention last month, June 23rd to 24th, and they passed another resolution regarding the status of women. They not only repeated an earlier resolution adopted a few years ago that women have to be subservient to their husbands, but they also declared in this resolution that women in the Southern Baptist Convention could not serve as pastors, could not have the right to serve as pastors the same as men. Just listen to a little bit of what Jimmy Carter says about this. He says, "My faith is a source of strength and comfort to me, as religious beliefs are to hundreds of millions of people around the world. So my decision to sever my ties with the Southern Baptist Convention after six decades was painful and difficult. It was, however, an unavoidable decision when the convention's leaders, quoting a few carefully selected Bible verses and claiming that Eve was created second to Adam and was responsible for original sin, ordained that women must be subservient to their husbands and prohibited from serving as deacons, pastors, or chaplains in the military service." Jimmy Carter, his reasons for quitting the Southern Baptist Convention. You know what? Good for him. Good for him. He is absolutely right. And we've heard this for so long, and we hear it even today and also today from the Roman Catholic Church, of course. The argument being that since Jesus only surrounded himself with men, since all the apostles were men, therefore women can never be priests, just like the Southern Baptist Convention now says they cannot be pastors, which is total hogwash. I mean, if you know the scriptures, you know that, Jesus did have 12 apostles, but also perhaps his most faithful followers and those that he kept with him as he moved from town to town were a group of women, including his mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Martha. And in the end, all the male apostles abandoned him, and it was only the women who stood by him at the cross. And when he rose from the dead, the first person that he appeared to was not St. Peter or any of the apostles. It was Mary Magdalene. So, you know, women were a very important part of Christ's ministry. The Catholic Church wrong on that issue. The Southern Baptist wrong on that issue. And it's good to see Jimmy Carter stand up and take a stand. He also points out how wrong the church is, that he said, if you look back, quoting Jimmy Carter again, during the years of the early Christian church, women served as deacons, priests, bishops, apostles, teachers, and prophets. It wasn't until the 4th century that dominant Christian leaders, all men, twisted and distorted Holy Scripture to perpetuate their ascendant positions within the religious hierarchy. So Jimmy Carter, once again, on the right side of history, and in this case, I think on the right side of theology and religion. 866-55-PRESS, Jimmy Carter standing up for the rights of women in his church and telling the Southern Baptist Convention, I'm out of here.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe clogging limescale, and that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Limescale deposits block the heating element, which costs you up to 25% more. That's an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove limescale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydroCare, the patented device from Wave Home Solutions. See for yourself at goodwaternow.com. You simply clip HydroCare to your main water pipe. HydroCare removes and prevents limescale buildup in your entire plumbing system, guaranteed. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances with HydroCare. Just go to goodwaternow.com. Lower your energy costs. Visit goodwaternow.com. That's goodwaternow.com. Goodwaternow.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-827-7658.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-827-7658. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-827-7658. That's 800-827-7658.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home. I'm Ernie Sprans. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprans for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining
showbiz.
Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
ThinkKidsOnTrack.org. Go Broncos!
Official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, it's 23 minutes after the hour here on this Wednesday, July 22nd. Jake Tapper from ABC News at the White House coming up next here in the next segment of the Bill Press Show. So Sonia Sotomayor, the Justice Judiciary Committee met yesterday. She's going to be confirmed. Everybody knows how they're going to vote. But the Republicans delay, delay, delay. That's their new tactic. We've been talking about the delay that they want in working on any health care reform this year. Now they also chose to delay a vote on Sonia Sotomayor for another week yesterday. They said they still need more time to study her record. Even though, of course, we had 4 days of hearing and they never talked about a record during those entire 4 days. But it's a matter of, Senate procedures or senatorial courtesy that Jeff Sessions, on behalf of Republicans, asked for another week's time. They got it yesterday, but there will be a vote a week from yesterday on Sonia Sotomayor, and then she will go to the floor and she will be confirmed before the August recess, assuming there is an August recess. And by the way, Senator Lugar, Senator Martinez, and Senator Olympia Snowe, Republicans,
had already said that they were going to vote for Sonia Sotomayor. Yesterday, a fourth Republican senator, Susan Collins of Maine, said she's going to vote for Sotomayor. That's four. And now a little breaking news here from the Bill Press Show. I can tell you today that another Republican senator who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee today at 1 p.m. East Coast time is going to announce that he is going to vote for Sonia Sotomayor. I spoke to that senator last night. He told me that. He told me he was going to announce it today, but he asked me not to announce his name until he had a chance to make the announcement at 1 o'clock today. So I will just say she's going to pick up a big, big vote today from a Republican member of the Senate Judiciary Committee at 1 p.m. today. There you go. You heard it here first.
Come on. Give me a clue.
South Carolina.
All right. Now,
okay.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
All right. Moving right along. Yes. Now, talk about every woman that the president appoints, you know, getting banged around by the Republicans, right? Okay, so first Sonia Sotomayor, and now they're picking on Regina Benjamin, his President Obama's pick for Surgeon General. People are complaining that how can she be Surgeon General when she is herself overweight? You know, I must admit, I saw her with the president. I wasn't there personally, but I saw her on television with the president in the Rose Garden. I mean, I didn't. My first thought when I saw her standing there was not, "Oh man, that fatty!" Right? I mean, she may be a little chunky, right? But she's not grossly overweight. I think this is really being ridiculous. But the critics are saying that she cannot be a good role model for the country and talk about obesity when she, in fact, has a little weight problem herself.
That ain't right, man. That's not nice.
On Salon.com, they speculate now that she is 40 pounds overweight, perhaps a size 18.
So she's ticklish. That's all.
Is that the
word?
That's
the word. That's the word for, I mean, just a little overweight, maybe a little overweight. Certainly not, you know.
Or pleasingly plump, it's still
pleasantly
a phrase.
Plump, yeah. No, I like that. Or just big boned, unless you've got big bones.
I think she's a great lady with a great record, and she'll be a great Surgeon General. And finally, one more little Washington Post lead story today on the front page, that one thing that one common thread in all three of the Democratic health care reform bills from the House Democrats, the Senate Help Committee, and the Senate Finance Committee that seems to be emerging is that there will be an individual mandate as part of any final health care reform legislation, meaning, like in Massachusetts, that every adult American will be required to buy health insurance, just like car insurance. You know, it's against the law. You can't drive a car unless you have car insurance. Some people do. They get caught. They have to pay a fine. The same thing with health insurance, which I think, by the way, is a great idea, because the one way to drive costs down is to get everybody in the pool so everybody is covered, so you and I, who have health insurance, don't have to pay for those people who don't. We'll be looking at that. And we'll talk about tonight's news conference, what to expect, with senior White House correspondent for ABC, Jake Tapper, coming up next.
This is the Bill Press Show. Are you confused about the new laws regulating credit card companies? If you are buried in a mountain of credit card debt, here are some things you need to know. The new laws would regulate the interest rates and fees credit card companies can charge moving forward, but they do nothing to help eliminate the debt you have now. If your credit card debt has become too much for you to handle alone, call Jordan McKenna. Jordan McKenna will match you with a reputable law firm who will negotiate and reduce your credit card balance and stop harassing collection calls. They get to the source of the problem by having your debt potentially reduced by thousands of dollars. The savings are real. The relief is real. We're not here to judge. We are here to help. The call, consultation, and information are absolutely free. There is no cost or obligation to find out about your options. Call 800-396-4417. That's 800-396-4417. Don't wait. Call now. 800-396-4417. 800-396-4417.
I-25 getting busier as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. We're also seeing a few more cars than usual for West.
Hello?
If your brain's not responding to the signals
on,
that you're full,
today?
You'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
Your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Another two finalists have been sent packing from So You Think You Can Dance. Judge Nigel Lithgow stated that although all six dancers had performed brilliantly, the decision was unanimous and ultimately two people had to go. And those victims were named Caitlin and Philip. Now that the top 10 finalists have been determined, they'll no longer be performing in pairs. And the public voting will begin soon.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show, brought to you by the Sheet Metal Workers International Association. Good men and women of the Sheet Metal Workers Union giving a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. Find out more about their work at their website, www.smwia.org. President Obama, busy day today, meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, al-Maliki, at the White House, and then prepping, I'm sure, spending some time prepping for tonight's primetime news conference, leading the pack, the White House correspondents. Senior White House correspondent for ABC News, our good friend Jake Tapper. Hey, Jake, good morning.
Hey, Bill. I have to say, I don't know that I'm leading the pack, but...
Well, I think, you're...
I appreciate it.
I consider you one of the leaders of the pack. How's that?
I'm in the pack.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm merely in there.
What is the... any doubt about what the focus is going to be tonight?
No doubt, healthcare, and
yeah.
I'm told the president will start off by trying to frame healthcare reform within the context of the broader economy, talking about how he needs the bill to be deficit neutral, how he wants the bill to have more cost-cutting measures and cost containment measures than either the House or Senate bills have right now. But he's going to continue to make his push about this needing to be done and wanting Congress to have it done, at least the initial steps of it, before the August recess.
I had the feeling yesterday at the briefing, Jake, that even the White House accepts the fact now that the timeline is slipping. The deadline is slipping. They're starting to talk about the end of the year rather than before the August recess, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when Gibbs, for the first time I'd ever heard him say it, talked about the deadline as a way to poke and prod Congress
right.
to act, not necessarily as a deadline that he wanted to continue to be upheld. So that was interesting. He was talking about it as a means to an end, not something that he wanted to be respected necessarily for its own sake.
And I heard him say, we were there together yesterday, that the goal, the ultimate goal really is to sign a bill before Congress goes home at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, I think that was always the general plan, was to have the House and Senate sign their bills in as the first step of the legislation before the August recess. And then, of course, as you and your listeners know, the next step would be to reconcile the two
right.
bills in conference committee and then have them passed again, the House and Senate, and then sign it by October, is what the president said. And now he's saying by the end of the year.
So do you have your question ready for tonight?
I don't. Do you have any good ideas?
Well, I'm always interested in this August recess, but I don't know whether maybe that's been kicked around, right, whether Congress should stay here rather than go home, stay here and get it done.
Yeah, I mean, the tough thing about asking a question at a press conference is you have to, you know, I'm definitely not going to be, you know, usually the first person to go is somebody from the Associated Press, and then the next person to go will be somebody from Reuters. And I think that's a great question, but I think it's likely to be asked as one of the first two questions. If this is so important to you, should Congress stay and not go home for the August recess? So it's tough. You need to come there with a list of maybe a dozen questions and kind of call it audible, as Governor Palin might say.
Jake Tapper, ABC News, senior White House correspondent here on the Bill Press Show. Overall, Jake, and the questions yesterday and the day before, that maybe the president's lost a little mojo, the mid-year budget review, which was supposed to be out in July, is not going to be here until August. The Gitmo report, which was supposed to be out now, has been delayed. Healthcare not happening as fast. Is this business as usual, or is this a concern for the White House? What do you say?
Well, I think both. I mean, the mid-year budget review, the White House points out, in transition years during the first year of a presidency, whether it's Clinton or George W. Bush or Ronald Reagan, it seldom comes when it's statutorily obligated to come, which is in July. So they point that out. But I think it's tough to argue that they haven't lost some mojo, in the sense that, if you look at the headlines that came out 6 months ago after the president made his announcement about Gitmo, they are not exactly, they don't exactly match up with what we heard this week, which was that there would be a, all right, that's my daughter.
I was going to say, how's Alice doing?
She's hold on, I'm going to talk to you, Bill, while I'm putting together a choo-choo set.
Okay.
It's hard to argue that matches up exactly with what the administration announced yesterday, which is that there would be a 6 month delay.
Yeah.
In these task force recommendations as to what should happen with detainees. And then Sotomayor looks like that's on track to happen by the time the president wants. But healthcare, you're right. I mean, it's in trouble. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. And the Republicans make a good argument. The president is out there attacking the people who are standing in the way of it. And the only person he's mentioned by name, or he hasn't named him, I guess, but the only person that he attacked specifically was Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina. But the truth of the matter is, the people holding up this bill right now are Democrats, are moderate Democrats and Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee, Blue Dog Democrats in the House, who Democrats have a big majority in the House and Senate. If Democrats all came together around this bill, Republican opposition would mean nothing. But they are not, and they have not.
No, you made that point yesterday, and I don't think Gibbs fully admitted it. But so what happened, Jake, with this meeting with the president that went on for a long time yesterday, the president's meeting with some of the Blue Dogs down at the White House?
Well, I don't think that they arrived at any sort of agreement per se. I mean, that's what we're told by both sides, that there is no agreement. The meeting with the Blue Dogs between White House staffers lasted somewhere between 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah, which is
President Obama was there for about an hour of it, which is pretty significant. That's a big chunk of his time.
Yeah,
considering you know he's got two wars to wage, et cetera. And you know there isn't any agreement, and you know that's troublesome from the White House. I mean, there is some signs of some glimmers of hope for the administration in the sense that it does sound like their proposal for an independent Medicare commission to have more power and authority than the one that exists right now. The one that exists right now makes recommendations, and Congress and the White House routinely ignore them. What the president wants to do is create an independent panel that would make recommendations about Medicare that would automatically take effect unless Congress and the White House, you know, take the proactive step of opposing them, which is the exact opposite of what they do right now, and that would enact some cost control measures. And it sounded like the Blue Dogs were enthusiastic about that idea, but you know, there's a lot going on here. The Blue Dogs don't want to support a tax increase of up to 5.4% on the top wage earners. You know, it, which would, you know, that's just the rich of the rich, but they don't want to do that. They're concerned about, what effect that would have on job growth. They also are concerned about some of the penalties for small businesses under the House bill. What happens if, they don't provide health care? There would be, it's a pay or play provision, and, they're not happy about that either. So I think there's a lot of stuff, you know, this is, the legislative process, and as you know, right. As everybody says, it's not pretty. And what makes it even less pretty is this deadline.
Sure, the pushing on the deadline. Again, we're talking with Jake Dapper, senior White House correspondent for ABC here this morning on the Bill Press Show. Jake, we haven't talked about Iraq in a long time. The president meeting with al-Maliki today. Any significance there to that meeting, or is it just kind of, you know, reviewing progress? Or
I think there's a lot of significance. You know, the U.S. forces. On June 30th, moved out of Iraqi cities. And since then, U.S. forces in Iraq have expressed a lot of frustration with the way that the Iraqis are enacting and abiding by the status of forces agreement. They think, you know, how freely U.S. troops can travel in Iraq is now a question, an open question, and the Iraqi government is telling U.S. forces not to do certain things, and that's in the view of U.S. troops, U.S. commanders, putting U.S. troops at risk, not enabling them to move around the country, not only enabling them to go after terrorists with real-time intelligence. That's a big issue, and that's definitely going to come up at the meeting today.
All right, Jake, we will see you later this evening at the White House, and I want to congratulate you on your multitasking. I mean, you know, there's no doubt. You can handle the radio interview and the choo-choo at the same time.
It's a Thomas the Tank Engine choo-choo train, and we're very excited about it here, right, Alice? And Bill, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
All right, fun to talk to you and to Alice at the same time. All right, thanks, Jake. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Jake Tapper, ABC News, does a great job. You see him every night, of course, on the ABC World News, and he'll be there. You know, I'll be there too. Now, Jake knows that he'll get to ask a question tonight. I'm not sure that I will, but I'll be ready. If I get a chance tonight, I'm going to ask him that question about August recess. If this is so important, if health care is so important, if it is the number one issue on the president's agenda, then shouldn't Congress stay here in August instead of going home? Stay here in August and get the job done. And how about this? You want to suggest another question? 866-55-PRESS. But how about this one? And, Mr. President, would you be willing to give up your week in Martha's Vineyard to lead the way, to set the example, give up your planned vacation in Martha's Vineyard for a week if the members of Congress would agree to give up their vacation plan for the month of August? 866-55-77377.
The road to that prosperity is still long. We will hit our share of bumps and setbacks before then.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
But we must remember that we can get there if we travel that road as one nation, as one people.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge a premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I wasn't getting past a certain point with the interviews.
This is Tamar from Washington, D.C.
Gray kind of says, does he have the energy to do the job?
And then Tamar tried Just for Men.
And when I went into the interview, I just went into the interview with a new renewed energy or something. And it was the first time I left the place knowing I had the job. It really wasn't anything magical or anything, but it was magical to me.
For essential career tips and a free offer, go to justformen.monster.com. That's justformen.monster.com.
From Consumer Reports, some common camera goofs. I'm Ernie Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitchmen drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchmen will be renewed for a second season.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
13 minutes before the top of the hour, ABC News breaking the news that John Kyle from Arizona says he will vote against Sonia Sotomayor. He's on the, of course, Senate Judiciary Committee. Another top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee will announce a little bit later today that he is going to vote for Sonia Sotomayor. On the health care issue, we were talking with Jake Tapper about just one funny little comment last on the Daily Show. Lewis Black was talking about a stupid comment that Republican strategist or whatever Wall Street columnist Peggy Noonan made about health care, basically saying, you know, what's all the fuss about health care? I don't understand it. Here's Lewis Black introducing her comment and then dumping on it.
I'm so tired of all this health care talk, and I know I'm not the only one. Noonan?
When I was a kid growing up, we never talked about health care. Why did America become obsessed with health care the past 20 years or so?
You're not fooling anyone, lady. You weren't a kid 20 years ago. When you were growing up, people didn't talk about health care because they thought that they got sick from witches.
What a dumb thing for Peggy Noonan to say, I have to tell you. Hey, on health care, on the news conference tonight, Maria, calling from Chicago. Hey, Maria.
Hey, Bill. two other questions I thought of, in case it gets asked already about the recess.
Yeah.
Pardoning former Governor Donald Siegelman of Arkansas.
You know what? Not enough people talk about that. Alabama, of course, but
Alabama. Yeah. Alabama. And the other is replacing the Bush lawyers for Obama's administration.
You mean the U.S. attorneys, right?
Yeah, the U.S. attorneys.
Yeah, I thought he'd already appointed a couple of U.S. attorneys. I'm not sure, but I'll check on that beforehand. You know, as Jake said, you have to have like half a dozen questions in your back pocket, right, in case the one you were going to ask first gets asked, so you have another one to fall back on. I think the other one is, and I thought that's where you're going on pardoning, is the whole idea of maybe prosecuting Bush and Cheney, and why not? Right?
I think he's going to leave that up to
Eric Holder?
Yeah.
Well, then I hope Eric Holder makes the right decision. I hope that Obama just says, no way are we going to do that. All right, Maria, there's some good ideas. Thank you. Also listening on Chicago's Progressive Talk, here's John. Hi, John.
Hi, John. Or hi, Bill.
Hey.
My question is, would Obama be willing to subject the public option to some antitrust scrutiny or parameters such that it doesn't take too much market share or effectively become anti-competitive in terms of providing profitable service?
You mean, in other words, so that it doesn't put the private insurance companies out of business?
Yeah. Would he put parameters on that are similar to how a private plan would be scrutinized?
That's an interesting question because, you know, the private plans have had the field to themselves for forever, right, without any competition except from other private plans. So now that the public plan is introduced, let's say it is, as one option, do you think it's going to be so good and so efficient that it's going to that it could possibly drive the public plans out of the business?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't need to return money to the shareholders, and it can run unprofitably forever.
Well, then maybe they're going to have to cut their costs, the private plans. It's an interesting question, John. It's just kicking it back and forth with you because I remember President Obama, I thought, made a very strong point one time at a news conference about this where he said it was interesting to him that the same people who say, oh, my God, you can't have a public plan option because that'll be so much competition that we won't, you know, we'll have to close our doors. We won't be able to compete. These are the same people who turn around and say government can't get anything right. Government can't get anything right. Huh? Hey, by the way, one last thing on Obama. Last night, you know, he's had a series of little sort of mini concerts at the White House on the arts. There was a poetry night. There was a jazz night. And last night was country music at the White House. And this guy, this big city guy from Chicago, said, believe it or not, I love country.
Now, I know folks think I'm a city boy, but I do appreciate listening to country music, because like all Americans, I appreciate the broad and indelible impact that country has had on our nation.
Uh-huh. I love some country. Yeah.
Right.
So, you don't believe him?
No, I don't.
Cynic. All right. That's it. I'll be back with today's parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
Did you know the tap water in your home may be hazardous? Not to your health, but to your appliances and your wallet. Your home's hard water creates pipe-clogging limescale. And that can shorten the life of your water heater, ruin your dishwasher, and break down your washing machine. Limescale deposits block the heating element, which costs you up to 25% more. That's an extra $1,200 a year in energy and wear. But you can remove limescale without chemicals, magnets, or salts. It's easy with HydroCare, the patented device from Wave Home Solutions. See for yourself at goodwaternow.com. You simply clip HydroCare to your main water pipe. HydroCare removes and prevents limescale buildup in your entire plumbing system, guaranteed. If your home has hard water, extend the life of your appliances with HydroCare. Just go to goodwaternow.com. Lower your energy costs. Visit goodwaternow.com. That's goodwaternow.com. Goodwaternow.com.
Did you know there are 10 things collecting dust in your house right now that are worth money on eBay? Don't.
From Consumer Reports, savings round the clock. I'm Reese Sprantz. Early birds don't get only worms anymore. They're eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. Especially in times like these, with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. Here's a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel. The cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find the least expensive seats are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to book a bargain seat is midweek, Tuesday afternoon through Thursday. Bowling. For the best rates, go before 9 or 10 a.m., or sometimes after 9 p.m. Car washes. Deals can be had if you drive in early, before 8 or 9 a.m. Farmers markets. Sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm, so look for deals near closing time. Golf. Tee off by 7 or 8 a.m. or after 3 or 4 p.m. Tennis. You'll often save by starting your game as early as 6 or 7 in the morning or late, like after 9 at night. Movies. Matinees, usually in the morning or early afternoon, are a traditional money saver. And finally, restaurants. Even some high-end places now offer early bird specials and other tasty inducements. Look for lunches starting before 11 and dinners at 4 or 5. Night owl specials often begin around 9. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
For 60,000 procedures in Colorado. It's a vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call ICON, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, July 22nd, my parting shot for today. You know, I know it's fashionable to be for bipartisanship, but frankly, I've always believed bipartisanship to be vastly overrated. And certainly, bipartisanship makes no sense when one side simply refuses to play, which is clearly the case today with Republicans and health care. President Obama's reached out time and time again to Republicans to come together on health care. And what's their response? Yeah, Michael Steele accuses him of socialism. Jim DeMint calls it Obama's Waterloo. And Fox commentator Bill Kristol advises Republicans to resist the temptation to be constructive or reasonable on health care and instead, quote, go for the kill. How can you work with a gang like that? You can't. They don't want a solution. They want a political score. I think it's time for President Obama to forget about working with Republicans. He doesn't need their votes, so forget they even exist. Let Democrats in Congress pass strong health care reform legislation and let President Obama sign it, and then let Democrats take all the credit. And let Republicans once again explain why they had a chance to do something about 47 million Americans with no health insurance, and they did nothing. That's my parting shot for today, folks. So Kent Conrad, big player on the Senate Finance Committee, will join us tomorrow. We'll all be watching the president's news conference tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. I'll be there, and then I'll be on with Ed Schultz on MSNBC at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, and we'll talk all about it right here tomorrow.
Is the Bill Press.
The Chrysler Jeep and Dodge Summer Clear.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling.
I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
You are coming. It's about half of what it had been the previous 2 years. Is lack of economic opportunity the recession here?
I'm Steve Kathan in New York. A law school analyzed immigration raids here and in New Jersey, finding agents violated the Constitution by entering without proper consent, often aiming the raids at potential security threats, but rounding up illegal immigrants too. The study says Latinos were arrested most of the time, with paperwork not making it clear why they were brought in the first place. And it finds evidence the same thing goes on in other states. Frank?
A measure that would allow people with concealed weapons permits to carry guns across state lines is scheduled for a Senate vote a few hours from now. Supporters say people who need a gun for protection should be allowed to take it from state to state. But critics call the proposal dangerous. On the streets of New York, you'll find some of both.
It is dangerous for you. It's dangerous for me. It's dangerous for the police.
Well, look, if you have some guy that can, maybe he's military or maybe he's law enforcement, I think he should be able to carry his weapon.
President Obama is putting the pedal to the metal on health care reform. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has the latest from the White House.
When Congress criticizes and slightly dipping polls show the public may be listening, the president goes into his own broadcast mode. Expect to hear this message again tonight.
Make no mistake, we are closer than ever before to the reform that the American people need, and we're going to get the job done.
The White House insists while passing preliminary health reform before Congress's August recess may be tough, it's not impossible. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, the White House.
Overseas, Secretary of State Clinton says the Obama administration has no intention of treating Southeast Asia like a stepchild.
The United States is back in Southeast Asia. President Obama and I believe that this region is vital to global progress, peace, and prosperity.
Speaking at an Asian security conference in Phuket, Thailand, Clinton said the pursuit of nuclear weapons by Iran and North Korea is unacceptable. It was a sight to behold, a 6.5-minute solar eclipse, the longest of the century. Darkened skies across Asia overnight, millions tried to get a glimpse. Thousands gathered along the banks of India's Ganges River. One woman was killed in a stampede. Wells Fargo is the latest big bank to report a big second quarter profit, but the Wall Street firm of Morgan Stanley says it lost $2 billion. Chrysler is offering to double the government's $4,500 cash for clunkers rebate for buyers who trade in a gas guzzler for a more fuel-efficient vehicle. Just ahead of the bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down 8.5 points. This is CBS News.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code GREEN to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, GREEN. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Do you dance badly or hug in public? That's okay. You don't have to.
From Consumer Reports, Questions of Health. I'm Ernie Sprantz. You're wondering, does grape juice have some of the same health benefits as red wine? Probably, though, red wine may offer extra protection. Both are high in flavonoids, plant compounds that may protect the heart by inhibiting blood clots and possibly increasing the level of good HDL cholesterol. But the alcohol in wine may provide an additional anti-clotting benefit. Of course, too much alcohol poses serious risks, and both beverages pack about 190 calories per cup, so drink them in moderation. Your doctor has suggested minimally invasive surgery for back pain. Is it worth trying? Only as a last resort. Such surgery uses smaller incisions than the standard operation, but nearly half of some 1,100 readers who underwent back surgery said recovery was longer and more painful than expected. And most back pain resolves on its own in about 6 weeks. When it doesn't, acupuncture, chiropractic care, or exercise often help. So consider surgery only if other options have failed. Your wife applies makeup daily. Is it dangerous for her to inhale the dust from facial powder? That's unclear. People exposed to very large amounts of those powders, such as workers in manufacturing plants, may be at higher risk of lung disease and certain cancers. But there's little research on the amount people breathe in while applying their makeup. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the upper 80s, currently 64 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a less stressful commute today with help from Rider Rangers. Call 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org for a free list of carpool partners or van pools in your area. That's drcog.org or 303-458-POOL.
Now, from our studios in New York City,
this is Rachel Maddow.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Welcome to the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, 6 minutes past the hour right now. Thanks for joining us. Coming up this hour, there's actually a lot coming up. The F-22 fighter jet has been killed by the United States Senate. And that is huge news for the potential future sanity of the American defense budget. Congressman Barney Frank will be here to talk about that. Also, Pulitzer Prize winner Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post will be here to talk about the latest strange news from the family and C Street. Now the awkward money trail not only goes from senators to their parents to their mistresses, but also to those senators' religious C Street roommates. Dave Weigel will be here from the Washington Independent as CNN's Lou Dobbs decides to endorse the birthers, the people who think that Barack Obama secretly isn't really president. That's all coming up this hour on The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It starts right now.
We begin with some news from C Street. C Street, of course, is a residence for several members of Congress in Washington, D.C. It's listed for tax purposes as a church, and it's operated by a secretive religious organization called The Family. Governor Mark Sanford of South Carolina says he sought counseling at C Street during his extramarital affair with a woman from Argentina. Former Republican Congressman Chip Pickering's wife alleged in a lawsuit filed last week that Congressman Pickering actually engaged in his extramarital affair at the C Street House. Senator John Ensign still lives at the C Street House, and other members of Congress associated with the House admit to having known about Senator Ensign's extramarital affair months before it was ever forced into the public eye. On June 16th of last month, Senator Ensign did go public about that affair, admitting to the country that he'd been sleeping with a campaign staffer who happened to be married to one of his Senate staffers. Mr. Ensign, of course, had called for other lawmakers to resign when they'd been caught having affairs. But so far, Mr. Ensign himself is showing no signs that he'll take his own advice and resign now. But other shoes keep dropping in the Senator Ensign scandal, and we now have news that just 8 days after the public announcement of his own affair, Senator Ensign gave a $5,000 contribution to one of his C Street housemates, Congressman Zach Womp. Ensign's Political Action Committee made the contribution on June 24th. Congressman Womp's campaign committee accepted the contribution 5 days later on June 29th. So far, Congressman Womp has not returned that money. Zach Womp, of course, is a conservative family values Republican. He is campaigning for governor in Tennessee, in part on his enthusiasm for the sanctity of marriage. When the John Ensign scandal broke, Mr. Womp told the Knoxville News Sentinel, quote, "These are trying times, and obviously, with Senator Ensign and Governor Sanford, everybody is disappointed. There's no doubt about that." Not so disappointed, of course, that they would turn down his money, however. He also said, quote, I hate it that John Ensign lives in the house, and this happened because it opens up all of these kinds of questions. But he also told the News Sentinel of Knoxville, quote, I'm not going to be the guy who goes out and talks. One of the major unanswered questions about the role of this secretive C Street group in the Ensign scandal is whether the other members of Congress who lived at C Street, who studied there, had a role in the funneling of nearly $100,000 in cash from Senator Ensign's parents to his mistress and her family. The mistress's husband, Doug Hampton, says that the payments were suggested by and directed by the other members of Congress who were living at C Street. So, did Congressman Wamp help come up with the plan to pay off Senator Ensign's mistress in this sex scandal? And was the $5,000 he got from Senator Ensign barely a week later part of the same plan? We called Congressman Wamp's office with that question. We also asked if he was supporting Senator Ensign's bid for re-election to the Senate. So far, we've had no word back. Meanwhile, in Nevada, Senator Ensign himself is coming under increasing pressure due to the scandal. The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper commissioned a poll last week which revealed that Ensign's approval rating since the scandal broke has dropped 22 points. And the other major newspaper in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Sun, editorialized against Senator Ensign on the basis of his association with C Street. They said, quote, do the colleagues who live with Ensign on C Street exert influence over his decisions as a senator? When Nevadans send someone to Congress, they are doing so with an expectation that the senator or House member will serve the state's interest first instead of those of a secretive group, religious or otherwise. Government works best when it is transparent, but there has been nothing transparent about the way Ensign has handled himself since he revealed the affair. Beyond Senator Ensign, from Alabama to Arkansas to Tennessee, in local press across the country, members of Congress who are affiliated with C Street and the family are starting to get questioned about the secretive nature of this group and their ties to it. In South Carolina, one of the other C Street-linked politicians in the news these days for a sex scandal faced the media for the first time since admitting to his affair. He is, of course, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, and he appeared before reporters in the apparent hope today of talking about the Real ID program. Instead, when he opened it up to questions, he faced a torrent of questions about his affair and about him covering it up. I'm not sure what the governor expected here, but it is clear that reporters had more questions than he had answers.
You've admitted lying to so many people. How do you expect Collins or Lieberman or anyone to take you seriously on this issue?
I made a mistake in life. I've apologized for that mistake. I said all I'm going to say on that one.
Do you think your affair will always be a distraction?
Life and the choices that we make begin each day at noon. And so it's as much of a distraction as you want to make it. I'm going to move on with my life. Questions for you.
If it becomes apparent that it is always going to be a distraction, would you then consider resigning?
I turn it to you this way. Have you made a mistake, large or small, in your life?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you.
I think
we all do. And I think, in other words, we've all acknowledged that this has been painful. It's been where it is.
Where's your ring?
What's that?
Where's your wedding ring?
My question.
How was the scandal that you raised from president in 2012?
He thought he was going to get questions about the Real ID Act. Joining us now is Eugene Robinson, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and an associate editor for The Washington Post. He's also an MSNBC political analyst. Gene, it's really nice to see you. Thanks for being here.
Great to see you, Rachel.
Okay, the Las Vegas Sun is complaining that Senator Ensign belongs to a secretive group. Other local press is starting to make the same noises. They want to know if the family exerts influence over the decisions of these members of Congress. Do you feel like the secrecy is the core of the concern about C Street?
The secrecy, as far as I know, is the whole problem. I know a few people around Washington who have been kind of associated with, not necessarily with the C Street House, with the larger fellowship called The Family. And it, you know, these are not sinister people. I don't agree with them politically in general. But I don't know why this is so, sort of, you know, girls keep out clubhouse atmosphere about this whole thing that makes it seem more conspiratorial than I think it is, or certainly more conspiratorial than I hope it is. But it suggests questions that you have to ask and that people have to answer. I mean, this image, you know, it's one thing for a congressperson to be consoled or counseled by a friend at a difficult time, making life decisions, as Mark Sanford says in his kind of New Age speak. But you know, that's sort of one-on-one. Everybody understands helping a friend out of a tough situation. But when you get the image of these members of Congress all kind of sitting around together and deciding how to handle this affair or how to handle that affair, it's unseemly, to say the least, and a little weird, to say the rest of it.
With Congressman Wump, we now have a member of Congress who's very ambitious. He's running for governor in Tennessee. He wants to be a rising star in the Republican Party. And he told the local press in Tennessee that he doesn't think belonging to this group will be a problem for him because it's a Christian group, and having a Christian religious affiliation for Tennessee voters isn't going to be an issue. But it does seem to me like there's a political liability to admit that you're part of a group through which you learn about some other members of Congress's official misconduct, but you're bound by the secrecy of this group and by the loyalty you have to this group to not tell the public. It seems like there may be an extent to which people associated with this group are compromised by that affiliation.
Well, exactly. And the problem really is the group aspect of it. And again, you can understand a friend not wanting to talk about private conversations he might have had, you know, with a good friend about marital troubles. You can, and now whether or not it's legitimate for a congressman to fail to disclose that sort of stuff, it depends on the circumstances. But at least you can kind of understand it. When the answer, on the other hand, is that, well, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to rat out the other members of my group, you know, I don't want to be the guy who goes out and talks, that sort of thing, then it certainly raises the issue of divided loyalties. And, you know, we sent you to Congress to represent us. We didn't send you to represent whatever this group is. I think that's a problem, and I think it will be a problem, even in a Bible Belt state like Tennessee. I think that's a problem.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about this, Gene, is because I feel like you have much better Beltway antenna than I do. You're sort of not a creature of the Beltway, but you understand it very well. And one of the things I don't get about this is that the Republican Party still hasn't commented on the fact that Senator Ensign put the teenage son of his mistress on the party's payroll last year, and then he apparently fired the kid once he stopped sleeping with the kid's mom. It seems to me like that's the sort of thing the Republican Party would have to comment on, but yet they haven't. Why is that?
It's not your antenna, Rachel, because I don't get it either. I mean, look, Ensign lost me at the $96,000 in hush money. Okay, that is where I got off that train. I mean, I don't understand why that's not in the headlines and being commented on by Republicans and Democrats every day. That seems like an outrageous thing to me. I don't know if any specific law was broken, but I sure like to find out. I suppose the son on the payroll, it's not a governmental organization per se, but you would think that Republican donors who gave to the committee would be concerned about that, would want to know that their money was being used not to employ the offspring of mistresses.
Shocking. That could be a new rule, maybe.
It's just, you know, call me old-fashioned. Call me old-fashioned, Rachel. But hush money, you know, nepotism, it's just kind of a little weird.
Eugene Robinson, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and an old-fashioned associate editor for The Washington Post. Eugene, thank you so much.
Great to talk to you, Rachel.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Things have gotten pretty busy at work lately, but that doesn't mean everything else is on hold. I still need someone to paint my kitchen, fix the shower head, and my pickup still needs a tune-up every once in a while. I know there's a lot of contractor review sites out there, but the one that I trust is Angie's List. Let me tell you why. Angie's List doesn't accept anonymous reviews, and their certified data process prevents companies from reporting on themselves or their competitors. You know that every review is from a real consumer that had an actual experience with the company. Angie's List also has a live call center and a dedicated team that'll go to bat for you if a project goes south. Try getting that from one of those other review sites. Angie's List has reviews in more than 400 categories like plumbers, remodelers, doctors, dentists. Join today at www.angieslist.com or call 888-888-LIST. That's www.angieslist.com or 888-888-LIST.
I-70, a crowded ride over that elevated.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Liberty Bell Telecom wants to help you with the digital TV transition. Plus, put $500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Hey, look, hon, the highway is crazy. I better hang up. We'll just talk when I get home.
In challenging traffic, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
It's the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
It is back on in Iran. Despite a ban on public gatherings, hundreds of people marched in the streets of Tehran. A power protest was also planned. Iranians were organizing today to turn off all appliances at a designated time and then switch them back on 5 minutes later, trying to cause a power surge. There were some unconfirmed reports of power outages in three Tehran districts. On Friday, of course, much larger protests in the streets coincided with an appearance from Iran's reformist former president at official Friday prayers. But the turmoil isn't just on the ground and in the streets. It's also apparently inside the regime itself. Because he's the newly, spuriously reelected president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad gets to create his government. He gets to appoint vice presidents and advisors all on his own, without the involvement of the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, who is, in theory, supposedly above politics. That's the theory, but in practice, the supreme leader is kiboshing Ahmadinejad's choice for his vice president, Khamenei writing Ahmadinejad a letter demanding that his choice for vice resign. In other words, there's a crisis for this separation of mosque and state, which is not that weird in a country that's full name starts with the phrase the Islamic Republic of. The real question is whether this means, this split between Khamenei and Ahmadinejad, means that Ahmadinejad might be in trouble, that he might be losing the support of the clerical regime that actually runs the show in Iran. The other big question is whether this will be yet another jolt in the arm for the green uprising in the streets of Iran that still seems ready to pour into the streets to try to get rid of their government at any moment. Also today, it turns out that the Nixon scandal-related real estate market is not so hot. Back in April, you might remember that apartment number 310 at Watergate West went on the market. It was the apartment once owned by Fred LaRue. Fred LaRue is the man who, in that apartment, distributed hush money to keep the original Watergate break-in secret. Remarkably, the Watergate tells us now that the Fred LaRue piece of Watergate history apartment is still vacant, still for sale, never sold. That said, if you were in the market for a piece of Watergate history, the whole Watergate Hotel went up for auction today. The hotel's current owner defaulted on a $40 million loan, so the whole 12-story kit and caboodle went up for sale to the highest bidder. The highest bidder, however, never showed. Neither did the lowest bidder, for that matter. The hotel, the Watergate Hotel, failed to attract a single bid. For the record, The Rachel Maddow Show would like to offer $15 for all the ashtrays. And finally, science update. We reported last week that off the Alaska coast, there floats a big, gnarly blob of goo. It's in the Chukchi Sea. That's the sea between Alaska and Russia. Now, this blob reportedly stretches for more than 10 miles. Officials say it's been hanging off ice and kind of sucking stuff into it, like jellyfish and fish. Someone even turned it into the local wildlife department, the remains of a dead goose that did not survive the blob in very good condition. It was just a skeleton and a bunch of feathers. Well, now, testing on samples of the big blob of goo has been completed. And according to the Alaska State Department of Environmental Conservation, the blob is algae. Now, algae blooms are usually green or yellow or red. This stuff is black and it's hairy. But researchers say that the color probably just means that it's rotting, and the hair just means that it's filamentous algae. Stringy, hairy algae. Algae, your hair smells terrific.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. When we come back, we'll be joined by a reporter from the NBC affiliate in Anchorage, Alaska, talking about the latest news about Sarah Palin's ethics woes in Alaska. Sarah Palin will only be governor of that state until Sunday, but the state personnel board's investigator has just found that she broke Alaska law by using her public office for private gain. We'll get the latest when we come back.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Now, right now on AirAmerica.com.
We'll seize this opportunity and finally pass health insurance reform this year.
Is the president going to get a bill out of the House and Senate by the August recess?
The August deadline has been in almost everything the president has said about this.
This is a bill that shouldn't pass at any point, either before the August recess or later in the year.
What's important is that we slow down, we get it right, and then we do it this year.
Visit AirAmerica.com for our take on these stories and much more.
AirAmerica.com. Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Southbound I-25 really filling in about 120th towards 84. In fact, that drive's going to take you about 15 minutes right now. 270 is also a crowded ride on that approach to I-70. Now, off the highways, they've cleaned up an accident, 25th and Peoria. They've also moved one off the highway, eastbound I-70, right around 270. So speeds are starting to improve there. As far as the temperatures go, it's going to be a hot one with a high of about 87 degrees, currently 65. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This summer is BYOB, bring your own buddies, at TGI Fridays restaurants. Every friend you bring gets $5 off their entree. Visit Fridays.com for this special coupon or ask your server. Check out Fridays.com for full terms. Thank God it's BYOB. Thank God it's Fridays.
If your home is over 20 years old, then grab a pen and get ready to write this number down. As a member of Tom Martinez's referral list, Drain Solvers is offering deep discounts on camera inspections for the next 20 callers. Homeowners living in homes over 20 years old should take advantage of this offer immediately. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for only $79. Again, if your home is over 20 years old, you need to call now.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you can buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Say goodbye to overpriced gas with TomTom's daily fuel price updates. Unlike an ordinary GPS, TomTom can find you the cheapest gas station on any given day with just the tap of a button. TomTom, go confidently.
In recent health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clogged phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrim, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrim for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
Intoxicatingly sophisticated.
You seem to be
somewhat of a two-fisted Democrat.
It's Ed Schultz.
You like to take the chaps on all the time. I admire that.
Can we make a promo that I'm a two-fisted Democrat?
Here's your promo, Big Eddie. The two-fisted Democrat, Ed Schultz.
And I'm going to give it to them both barrels when I know they're lying.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Welcome back. This is The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
8 long days ago, The Rachel Maddow Show just sort of declared ourselves done talking about Sarah Palin, except in cases of genuinely important news or irony so thick it must be cut with tonic to digest. Now would be a good time to go find some tonic. We declared ourselves in the show to be done because Governor Palin appeared to be done politically. The bottom line of her resignation as Alaska governor was that even in just half of a single term, her run as governor was increasingly becoming a disaster. She did not appear to have the savvy to deal with either the responsibilities of governing or the criticism that inevitably comes with the responsibilities of governing. Even in this few weeks of post-resignation interregnum in Alaska, Governor Palin has handled her critics ham-handedly. In response to a brand new ethics complaint filed by an Alaska Republican, the governor tweeted this, quote, "In violation of Ethics Act, more allegations were filed today by serial complainer. Gave to press B4. We could respond. Ridiculous, wasteful." But you know, defensive, expertly abbreviated social networking like that wasn't even news enough to bring Sarah Palin back out of the Rachel Maddow Show mothballs we had put her in. For that, we had to wait for the late-breaking news that an investigator hired by the Alaska State Personnel Board found against her in the most serious of all the ethics complaints that are still pending against the governor. In a report that is supposed to be confidential but mysteriously found its way to the Associated Press, the investigator concludes, quote, that there is probable cause to believe that Governor Palin used or attempted to use her official position for personal gain in violation of Alaska Statute 39.52.120, subsection A. Essentially, it's against Alaska state law for a public official to use that public office to raise money for themselves. When Sarah Palin gave her okay to set up a fund to pay her legal fees and told the group setting up that fund that they could call the fund the official legal fund for Sarah Palin, and when she gave them her picture to put on the website, she broke Alaska law. Or at least she will break Alaska law if she ever actually collects any of the money that is being raised by that fund in her name. That is the finding of the report that was leaked to the Associated Press. Now, the governor is a private citizen again as of Sunday. Apparently, though, she is still adding to her value as a political target right up until the finish line. Joining us now is Jill Burke. She's a reporter for NBC affiliate KTUU. She joins us on the phone from Anchorage, Alaska. Jill Burke, thanks very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Did I summarize these findings accurately? The investigator says the governor's fund created to pay legal bills associated with ethics violations is itself actually an ethics violation. Is that right?
That's what I took from it when I read it earlier today. There seemed to be two main points out of it. One is the creation of it, first of all, and then secondly would be the receipt of funds if and when that were to ever happen.
And the reason that it is an ethical violation is because the governor is using her status as governor in order to set up a conduit through which she can be given money, essentially. Is that right?
Correct. A personal gain, wealth that she otherwise would not have access to without using her official capacity as office to raise that money.
Now, as far as I understand it, I'm not an ethics on these types of ethics laws, but I know that lots of politicians have legal defense funds for various types of legal imbroglios that they get themselves involved in. Federally, certainly, that there are rules that allow politicians at the federal level to have these types of legal defense funds. But as I understand it, Alaska doesn't have those types of laws, and that's why it's specifically illegal in Alaska. Does the report make recommendations about that, and is that in fact the discrepancy that makes this a potentially illegal act?
That's the discrepancy that this independent investigator highlighted. He pointed that out. He noted that the Alaska Fund Trust on its website likens itself to other federally set up defense funds, but also states in Alaska law there's no framework by which to enact something like that. So he offers this remedy to kind of address the situation, which is to say, look, Palin, you know, reject the monies from the fund, don't take it, dissolve the relationship to the fund, ask the state to reimburse you for those complaints which were dismissed, and then maybe have Alaska State Legislature take a look at its ethics laws and rewrite them so that office holders aren't subject to having to pay for frivolous complaints out of their personal pocket.
Those are the recommendations on how to sort of remedy this, but there is this finding that she's used or attempted to use her official position for personal gain. Now, Governor Palin's spokesperson issued a response to this tonight, saying there's no final report. The investigator is still confidentially reviewing this matter. It appears suspect that in the final days of the governor's term, someone would again violate the law and announce a supposed conclusion before it is reached. I've seen the report. It is, in fact, marked confidential on it. I got this tingly feeling that made me sense, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to be reading this while I'm reading it. Do we know anything about how this did end up getting delivered to the Associated Press, how it got leaked?
Boy, you know, that's a great question. I'm going to say they have better contacts than I do, and I hate to admit that on air, but we tried today. I did talk to a couple of people who did have the report. None of them refused to provide it to us, so we'd have to talk to the Associated Press on that. But everybody, to me, gave the same answer, that this remains confidential. It's pending. The normal procedure would be for the board members to go into session maybe in September when their next regularly scheduled meeting is and to discuss it, discuss further action, and wait until it's truly finalized in their process before anything is made public.
Jill Burke, reporter for KTUU in Anchorage, Alaska. It's been really helpful to have you on the show to help us sort this out. Thanks very much, Jill.
Thanks.
Something that happens only once in 100 years. A total eclipse of the sun visible from India across China and into Japan. The moon's shadow traveling 9,415 miles across the Earth, a journey of nearly 3.5 hours. The reason that's important is because that makes it the longest solar eclipse this century. At its peak, the total eclipse in some places lasted 6 minutes and 39 seconds. The reason today's eclipse was so long is that the Earth is nearly as far away from the sun as it gets right now, and the moon is nearly as close to Earth as it gets. So, if you think about the shadow, big moon plus small sun equals long, 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 long shadow equals long, 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 long eclipse. Neat. You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. The F-22 is a fighter jet that has come to symbolize stupid things we're still spending money on for no good reason because our defense budget is idiotic. Congressman Barney Frank has been a longtime opponent of the F-22. The Senate is now trying to kill the plane. Congressman Frank will join us next to talk about what this means.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of jumping through hoops and paying a massive premium for those pricey blue pills? And what about potential side effects? Well, now you have a choice. It's Virolin, a natural herbal treatment for your ED problem. Just go to the web and select MaximHerbs.com or call toll-free 1-877-352-4657. Virolin is the natural way to enhance your sexual performance. And because it's not a prescription drug, there are no chemicals and no potentially dangerous side effects. And best of all, you'll pay only a fraction of the cost of the blue pill. If you act now, you can take advantage of the introductory offer for this effective alternative. For only $59.95, you'll receive 12 Virolin pills delivered to you with no doctor's consulting fee, no pharmacy charges, and no shipping and handling. Go to MaximHerb.com. That's MaximHerb.com. Or call 1-877-352-4657. Act now. Select MaximHerb.com or call 1-877-352-4657.
An accident off to the left shoulder of southbound I-25 right around...
It's time to think outside the box. Or, as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now, you can buy one tree and get the second one half price. From maples and oaks to crabapples and cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show, mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM 760.
I would only add to President Eisenhower's farewell address to the nation, which is compelling in many ways, that it should be changed, the word should be changed from military-industrial to military-industrial-congressional complex.
Senator John McCain joining those who spoke out against funding the F-22 before it was voted down in the U.S. Senate. The military-industrial congressional complex, of course, is John McCain's reference to Eisenhower's 50-year-old warning that us creating a huge domestic industry that needs war and preparation for war to be profitable also creates huge permanent incentives for war over peace and for the defense budget above everything else we spend money on.
We must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
It took 50 years, but maybe this decision in Washington means we're finally, 50 years later, listening to Ike. Joining us now is Congressman Barney Frank, chair of the House Financial Services Committee. He has opposed funding for the F-22. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for coming back on the show.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Rachel. It's a very important issue.
Do you think it's true that this plane is still being made today after all these years because of domestic politics and not because of its usefulness?
Well, without question, actually, you know, we've been having this debate about whether or not we need a second stimulus, and people have missed the point. My conservative colleagues have a second stimulus. It's the F-22. They don't even pretend that it has a military mission. It's extraordinary. These are the people who said, don't do an economic recovery bill. Government can't create jobs. Any government spending, in fact, attracts some jobs, except for weapons. It's kind of armed Keynesianism. They find somehow in spending money on the military a power to create jobs that doesn't exist elsewhere. And you're quite right that they try to spread this out. That's why today's victory was a very important one, but it's not the last one. The committees, the armed services and the committees in the House and the Senate and the military appropriations subcommittees are still for this plan. They're composed of my colleagues who really feel these things are very important. So next week we're going to have another vote because the appropriations bill on defense will come to the floor, and I'm delighted to be able to tell people, please write your representative. The Senate's done its job, but there's going to be an effort to have this plane rise from the ashes of this defeat, and we will be offering an amendment next week when the defense appropriations bill comes to the floor of the House to kill it. Now, let me add one other thing. It's very important. I was glad to hear what Secretary Gates said. We're being told that we can't afford to do health care, that we can't afford to do housing, etc. Well, the military budget is the main reason we can't afford it. If we had not fought that foolish and destructive war in Iraq, we would have the money to pay for health care. That whole debate wouldn't happen. Going forward, if we don't begin to curtail military spending excesses, then we will be in that bind. If we'd lost this fight, and I give the president a great deal of credit for rallying after we lost the first round, then all bets would have been off, and we would have an ever-increasing military budget, almost literally eating everybody else's lunch.
How is it and why is it that defense spending gets considered in a different way than all other kinds of spending? You've said in the past that people who support the F-22 assume that the defense budget is essentially paid with monopoly money. Why is it that defense spending isn't thought of as something that's finite? It's thought of as something you can just add to infinitely.
Well, it's partly cultural lag. There was this fear of the Soviet Union, and there was a real military problem. This is a plane, of course, that has never fired a shot in anger. And never will, almost certainly. But military spending, I guess, for conservatives, that's the way to show you're tough and you're patriotic. It's wholly illogical, and I guess I'm not as good at explaining illogic as maybe I should be in my line of work. But as I said, it's probably cultural lag. Well, we got to be strong. And people say, look, our people are fighting in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We need the F-22. And as you pointed out, it is wholly irrelevant to that. The other thing is that the military contractors have been very clever about putting their people there. And I guess part of it is this. Some liberal Democrats will vote for this. There's a very good union, the Machinist Union, that does a lot of good work, and they are a socially responsible group. And some of their people will be laid off, and that will bother me, and I would be glad to have national policies in place that deal with people who get laid off. So you get the conservatives who are ready to spend on the military unquestioningly, and then you get some liberals who have union ties and don't like to see people thrown out of work for any reason. That's been the coalition. But again, I give the president credit. Frankly, a couple of weeks ago when the House Armed Services Committee did this, I tried to offer an amendment on the floor, and I couldn't even get the Democratic leadership to allow me to offer the amendment. But we kept up the fight, and that's why I think this is very important. As Gates said, if we can't win this fight, I guess listening to Secretary Gates channel Hillel, the great Jewish sage, which is kind of interesting, if not now, when? If we had lost this fight, our ability to begin to curtail the military budget would be over. As of now, if the president follows through on this, let's be very clear, without endangering one iota the security of the United States, we stop spending on Cold War weapons, we don't do any more foolish and destructive wars like Iraq, we could bring down the military budget projections over time. That would pay for health care. We wouldn't be in the bind that we're in trying to figure out how to do both.
Congressman Barney Frank, Chair of the House Financial Services Committee, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rachel.
The proposal is not crazy. The proposal is just looking forward, and I want to get to that. But wouldn't you like to put all this to rest? That's what this proposal is about.
Republican Congressman John Campbell of California appeared on Hardball, proving that this is turning out to be a landmark week for the conspiracy theorists known as the birthers. Birthers argue that President Obama secretly isn't actually president because he secretly wasn't actually born in the United States. This despite the fact that the president has posted his born in Hawaii birth certificate online. Little known fact here, Hawaii, U.S. state. It's now 10 House Republicans who are co-sponsoring a Provide the Birth Certificate bill authored by Congressman Bill Posey, a Republican who says he doesn't know whether or not President Obama is actually an American citizen. The birthers are hard at work trying to get their message out. In addition to the 10 sponsors of that bill, all Republicans, Republican Congressman Mike Castle of Delaware found his June 30th town hall meeting momentarily taken over by someone aggressively heckling him on the birther issue. He was then booed roundly for saying that the president is a citizen. Of course, the home run for conspiracists of any stripe is when their ideas can leave the lunatic fringe and enter the mainstream. Enter CNN anchor Lou Dobbs over on our competing network that anchor Campbell Brown says is the only one still doing journalism. Mr. Dobbs is using the platform of his CNN show to advance the birther conspiracy.
A lot of questions remaining, and seemingly the questions won't go away because they haven't been dealt with, it seems possible, to straightforwardly and quickly.
Mr. Dobbs then went even further than that on his radio show.
Well, guess what, folks? There are some issues here that should be really resolved. What's really crazy about this is all the President of the United States has to do is produce a birth certificate. We have a document issue. You suppose he's no, I won't even use the word undocumented. Wouldn't be right.
Get it? He's undocumented. The president is an undocumented. So says Lou Dobbs. Journalism. Joining us now is a reporter who has done a lot of the national legwork on this story, the phenomenon of the birthers, Dave Weigel, who writes for the Washington Independent. Mr. Weigel, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Rachel.
So what is the claim here? The claim here is that producing the birth certificate from Hawaii with a raised seal visible and the signature and everything, that just isn't enough? They want footage of the birthing room or something?
I don't know what they want anymore, because every time Hawaii verifies something or a reporter verifies something or a witness verifies something, that witness, that state, that reporter is lying and their evidence must be thrown aside. We've seen Lou Dobbs do this before, 4 years ago with his claims about leprosy running rampant in America because of illegal immigration. It's still really disappointing to see him go down this path. This is calling Hawaii, getting this thing verified should be enough for any sane person to put this to bed.
Well, what are the origins of this story? One of the things you've been able to do is really trace it very specifically to where this theory came from.
Well, it started with the Obama campaign. There were rumors a year and change, that Obama's real birth certificate contained a different middle name. Actually, the rumor was his middle name was Muhammad. He changed it to Hussein because Hussein plays better in Iowa, I guess. And the campaign said, okay, we'll do what no one has ever done. We'll do what McCain didn't do, Bush didn't do, Hillary didn't do. We will put a birth certificate from the state online. Anyone can look at it. That immediately, instead of settling this, created a cottage industry of people trying to prove this was forged. And then after Hawaii said, no, it's not forged. This came from us. We have another different copy on record that says the same stuff. Then Hawaii was lying. Basically, the White House doesn't talk about this. The Democratic National Committee doesn't talk about this. Because when they do, it just sends this train down the track a little further. This is more evidence that there's a great conspiracy. It's how conspiracies work.
One of the things I love about American politics and Americans in general is that we are enthusiastic about conspiracy theories. I find it very entertaining. But the sort of the holy grail is to, you know, make CNN, to make the mainstream media, to be talked about as if you're you've got some sort of credible idea. Of course, one way to cover it is to say, this is totally false and the people propounding it are kooks. But not everybody feels that way, I guess. Dave Weigel from the Washington Independent, your reporting on this has been really helpful for understanding it. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry-Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury has the largest selection of new Lincoln Mercury product in the state. The new Lincoln MKZ and Lincoln MKX are spectacular. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Mercury Hybrids, Lincoln Navigator, and the all-new Lincoln MKS. These are not your father's Lincolns. Drive the Lincoln Mercury difference and you'll be a believer. Our team of knowledgeable, long-term committed sales professionals are ready to assist you and have thorough knowledge of how Recycle Your Ride can give you up to $4,500 in government assistance for trading your old gas guzzler. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience and complete satisfaction, count on Landmark Lincoln Mercury, Denver's only exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We are Colorado's sales leader. We have the largest selection of new and certified pre-owned Lincoln Mercury product in the state. We've been trusted since 1919. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue, and online at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Will take place a little after high noon on Capitol Hill. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
The amendment backed by the NRA would say states that issue concealed weapons permits, and almost all of them do, would have to recognize permits issued by any other state, even if they have much looser standards. Anyone with a permit under this proposal would be able to take their gun across state lines.
New York Senator Charles Schumer hopes to shoot the amendment down.
It could reverse the dramatic success we've had in reducing crime in most parts of America.
NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre says the amendment aims to help good people protect themselves.
If you are traveling with your permit from another state, you still have to abide by the rules and restrictions in the state you're in.
General Motors has started to sell more cars, but CBS's Jeff Gilbert tells us GM's U-turn on the road to recovery has a long way to go.
The numbers are still below last year's level, but GM global sales jumped 20% from the first to second quarter. GM analyst Mike DiGiovanni says emerging markets are leading the way.
We believe that the global Great Recession is approaching an end, and a gradual recovery is expected towards the end of 2009.
GM's now selling 72% of its vehicles outside the U.S., up from 65% last year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A study by the Pew Center finds that immigration from Mexico has dropped by 60% in the past year. Pew's Jeff Passel says the drop is all about jobs, jobs, jobs.
Construction jobs have been important to the Mexican immigrants, and the number of those jobs has shrunk considerably.
A Career Builder study finds that only 28% of the older workers who lost jobs in the past year found new ones. Career Builder's Rosemary Hafner says many who do land a job have to take a pay cut or change their line of work.
They're being very open-minded, and I think they're more quickly adopting that broader scope in their search than we're seeing in some of the other demographics we looked at.
When times get tough, write more parking tickets. CBS's Steve Cathan tells us fines have become a cash cow for local governments around the country.
Cities and towns are not only writing more tickets, they're raising the fines from $40 to $50 in Yonkers, New York, and Santa Monica, California, up $20 in Newark, New Jersey. Unfair? In Andover, Massachusetts, Police Commander James Hashem doesn't think so.
If you comply with the laws and the statutes and don't park where you're not supposed to, you'll never see this increase.
His $5 parking fine increase is expected to bring in an additional $70,000.
Day turned into night across a wide swath of Asia a few hours ago, and millions were able to witness a 6.5-minute eclipse of the sun, the longest solar eclipse of the 21st century.
This is something very special because it comes along
so infrequently, and the next one is not likely to be in our lifetime.
An Indian woman died when she was crushed by a crowd eager to see the eclipse. The Dow Industrials are up 17. This is CBS News.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from allergy sufferer Steve of Florida after he discovered chloraseptic allergen block.
The dust at my job made me sick. I had an inhaler, nebulizer, and allergy medicines. Nothing worked. Picking up my expensive medicines, I found something else. Chloraseptic allergen block. This invisible gel goes around your nostrils. It blocks allergens and stops my allergy attacks. It saved my job.
Hit allergens before they hit you with chloraseptic allergen block. Use as directed.
You're invited to the Chevy Open House. We've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only. Do you owe back taxes, being audited, have several years of unfiled returns? The former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problem today. Call 866-694-4019. That's 866-694-4019. Taxmasters will solve your tax problem.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A stormy summer it has been. Highway 60.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
La, 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 la. Yeah, I know, the last thing you want to hear is another bailout. But you better listen hard to this one. Congress has decided that the music industry might need one. They're calling it a performance tax. What the? Radio already pays to play music, okay? If they pay more, it means you'll lose. Traffic reports, weather, new music. Go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. Message from this station in the NAB.
Looking for a smart buy-in and new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Call the attorneys at Nationwide Tax Relief. 1-800-947-0828.
We're so married, thank goodness. And my husband and I are happy clients of Nationwide Tax Relief.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief now. 800-947-0828. 800-947-0828.
Join the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Colorado for Wine and Wishes and help send children facing life-threatening illnesses to a favorite wish destination like Hawaii. Wine and Wishes is August 7th at the Denver Marriott City Center. Call 303-750-9474 or go to wishcolorado.org.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Marie in Atlanta on the healthcare debate. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Marie.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, hi. Wanted to just, you know, get people to be on the lookout for something that I see the Republicans getting ready to do. Mitch McConnell said on the Sunday talk shows that the Republicans are in favor of access and affordable insurance.
Sure.
And affordable coverage.
Sure they are.
In essence, what he's talking about is, and he had much as said, that they're talking about subsidies being given to people who can't otherwise afford insurance, meaning that the money goes to the insurance company. But you always have to think five steps ahead of these folks. What they're really talking about is privatization of Medicaid.
Mm.
And think about it, if they had gotten privatization of Social Security in this economy.
But, Marie, Mitch McConnell said that this isn't about winning or losing. Why, you don't believe him?
This is not about winning or losing.
Okay.
This is about getting it right.
Oh.
And we saw with the stimulus, the effort to rush and spend, what can happen.
What can happen? I don't think we've had enough time to see yet, have we, since we've only spent that 10% of it?
Well, yes, well, we've seen what can happen if we rush and spend. I mean, look at the Iraq war.
Mm-hmm. Now, that would be an example of rushing and spending, wouldn't it?
Yes.
The president, of course, getting ready for his press conference tonight, speaking again yesterday on the issue.
This is absolutely important to me, but this is not as important to me as it is to the people who don't have health care. I've got health care. This isn't as important to me as the family that's going bankrupt because they got a bunch of medical bills that they thought the insurance companies had covered. It turned out they weren't covered. So, yes, absolutely. I am deeply invested in getting this thing done. But this isn't Washington's sport. This isn't about who's up and who's down. This is about solving an enormous problem for the American people.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. He said, I understand some will try to delay action until the special interest can kill it, while others will simply focus on scoring political points. We've done that before, and we can choose to follow that playbook again, and we'll never get over that goal line, and we'll face an even greater crisis in years to come. He said, despite controversy, that they have produced agreement on a number of issues, which they are. That's, you know, obviously what legislation is. He said, when we do pass this bill, history won't record the demands for endless delay or endless debates in the news cycle. It will record the hard work done by members of Congress to pass the bill, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, somebody made a good point that with, the, you know, details obviously still being hashed over how to pay for it, mm-hmm. and all that, the president is battling almost more the impression than the reality that health care is stalled.
Right.
You know, that's what I mean. And perception can be reality sometimes.
People at sound bites. I think what he needs to do is land on an aircraft carrier and say, as it pertains
mission accomplished.
To health care.
Healthcare is all but done.
As it pertains to the stimulus package, the operations are complete and mission accomplished.
Sue in Rockville, hey. Thank you for the box of beaver. We appreciate it.
Well, I thought it was about time that you all got to stick your fingers in your own beavers.
Why?
Yes.
Thank you.
And we did.
So
we did that this morning.
Box of stuffed beavers, and we appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. Two things. First of all, when they use that crap line that we can't move so fast, Teddy Roosevelt proposed health care in 1912.
Yeah.
So I guess until you reach the 100-year mark, you just it's just considered, you know, too fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the news today was Eli Lilly posted 21% increase in profit.
Vey. 28 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to David's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy and its amazing success rate. And in a matter of weeks, David was a changed student. His grades improved, giving him a new sense of confidence and a positive attitude towards his math.
If your child is struggling with fractions, algebra, or any other area of math, we can help. Math Made Easy uses top-notch teachers to coach your child on how to break math problems into 5 essential steps and gain confidence and mastery in math. Best of all, Math Made Easy is affordable for nearly everyone. Summer is an ideal time to strengthen math skills and get a head start on next year's math. Call 866-569-MATH. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call us now and get 1 month of Math Made Easy free. Call 866-569-MATH. That's 866-569-MATH.
Activity on the ramp from Evans to southbound I.
Safe retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
One of the cars is leaking fluid. Could take a little while longer to get that cleaned up. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 88 degrees. Currently, we've got mostly sunny skies and it's 65. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With a 100-year history of strength and stability combined with state-of-the-art products and services, Colorado State Bank and Trust is committed to protecting your hard-earned money while helping you make the most for your future. Colorado State Bank and Trust. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
What is Performance Now? Once it was all about power, but Performance Now is all about knowledge. With the BMW 3 Series, it's knowing you're driving the number one selling car in its class. It's knowing you're driving what Car and Driver hailed as one of the 10 best for an unprecedented 18th year in a row. It's also knowing the 3 Series sedan was selected a 2009 top safety pick by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. And it's knowing you're driving a finely tuned machine that costs you virtually nothing to maintain, thanks to BMW Ultimate Service. That's knowledge. And as any BMW engineer will tell you, knowledge is power. Performance Now is the 3 Series. Yours to test drive at a local BMW center. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i xDrive for $369 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident? That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because they've got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Judging from your song, you're infatuated with a woman named
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Here's what a geek I am, Chris, a political geek. I'm really excited. It's a president press conference tonight, so that's an extra box of wine for me, and I'm
Uh-oh.
And, you know, prime time for me, 5 o'clock
that's
in
right.
the afternoon.
Because we're morning radio people.
Yeah, because we go to bed at
stupid o'clock.
And we get up at
insane o'clock.
Hey, want to know a fun fact about me?
What?
Guess what time I went to bed yesterday?
What?
6:30. Mama was 6:30.
You know, it is still bright daylight out at 6:30.
Loser.
Oh.
All right. If only someone else equally excited about health care. What? Who is it, Chris?
It's Representative Robert Andrews from the great state of New Jersey.
Congressman.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking time for us today.
My pleasure.
Are you as excited about the big press conference tonight as I am?
Probably not as excited as you are. I'm excited about finally fixing this health care problem that's been such a problem for the country all these years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me too. And that's the thing for us lay people. It's hard to figure out what's going on. Like, you hear, you know, there are so many different factions fighting here. And you know, you hear one story and you feel hopeful. And then you hear another story and you think, oh, my God, could this really not get done? I mean, what's your opinion on where we're at?
I think it's going to get done. I think that the people who are making billions of dollars a year off the status quo are fighting very hard to keep the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
But Americans, you know, who watched health care costs go up three times as high as their wages, Americans who know that the premiums have doubled in the last 10 years, Americans who know that 14,000 people are going to lose their health insurance today, Americans who know that if you had cancer or a problem before, you can't get insured again if you lose your job. They want something done, and we're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Congressman, I saw a poll that made me feel a little better that, you know, it seems like most Americans, I think in this particular poll, about 85% realize that the president fixing health care, it's part of fixing the economy. All these Republicans saying, we can't afford it. We can't afford it. It's like we cannot afford not to.
Are these the same Republicans that doubled the national debt when they were in and had an endless war in Iraq and drove us off the cliff? Those Republicans?
Yep, yeah.
Yeah, you know, look, the reason that fixing health care fixes the economy is this. When a business spends too much money on health premiums because they go up, it's money they're not using to hire a new person. It's money they're not using to research a new product. It's money they're not using to open a new market. If health insurance becomes more competitive and affordable, businesses grow. And that's what the ultimate argument is here.
Now, I'm sure that you listen very closely every time Congressman Boehner has something to say. So,
Mr. President, it's time to scrap this bill. Let's start over in a bipartisan way. And I'm encouraged that there are members on my side of the aisle working with Democrats, trying to find a way forward.
Which Republicans are those that are working with you trying to find a way?
I'm on the House floor now. I'm going to go out and start looking for them. and if you don't hear from me in the next 10 years or so, send a search party. I mean, look, there are some Republicans interested in voting for this, but here's the reality. The Republicans made a decision. Let me give you an example. We had a voting session of the House Education and Labor Committee last week, and we reported this bill out. And the Republicans had the right to offer any amendment they wanted to, any plan they wanted to, any idea they wanted to. So we put our bill in front of the committee. We start the debate. They offer their First Amendment, which usually would be their ideas, you know, their better idea how to fix this. They offered an amendment that was literally nothing. Literally.
Yeah.
All it said was, strike the language in the bill and do nothing.
Right.
That's their alternative.
Well, that's what people like Boehner, you're going, what, scrap the bill? I mean, you know, as the president said yesterday, first of all, Congress has been studying this issue for years.
Oh,
you know, you have made some progress on a lot of these issues. We are close. Like, what are they talking about, scrap the bill?
There was a president who said, America can't compete in the world economic competition without fixing our health care system. Everybody should have coverage. We've got to get costs under control. The president was Harry Truman who said that.
Yep.
And since then, we have gone back and forth and found all sorts of excuses to do nothing. Look, change is hard. And there is no way you can do this without stepping on the toes of insurance companies, some inefficient hospitals, some doctors who frankly are overbilling the system, some employers are not paying their fair share, and there's getting a lot of pushback from people, and there's anxiety, justifiable anxiety. This is a big change. But I'll tell you what, real anxiety is someone who's staying in a job right now because she's afraid to switch because she had breast cancer and she knows that if she leaves her employer, she can't get insured again. That's mm-hmm. real anxiety. Mm-hmm. And we're fixing that.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a good piece in Time magazine with Howard Dean, who, you know, said that, you know, when the moment that he really started focusing on this issue was when he was a doctor, obviously, and there was a woman that I think had diabetes, and the minute the insurance company found out, they dropped her. I mean, that isn't that the crux of what's wrong with our system?
Mm-hmm.
If you need health care, you can't get health care. That's the problem.
And the president's plan makes that illegal.
Right.
It says to that insurance company, if the person has diabetes, guess what? You have to pay to help cure it.
Right.
It says that you cannot deny them coverage because they're a diabetic. You can't raise their premium higher because they're a diabetic. This is a complicated plan, but it's really pretty simple to understand what we're trying to do.
Right.
We're trying to force insurance companies to compete for your business. We're trying to shift the system from one that pays by the volume for how many procedures you do, instead of substituting a system that pays for the outcome that you get. Let's help the diabetic manage her health better and not just wait till she has a stroke and do a billion tests on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, it understands that uninsured people, for some reason, get sick and have accidents. Now, maybe we could pass a law. Maybe Mr. Boehner wants to do that. We could pass a law that says people without insurance aren't allowed to get sick. But they, for some reason, they're recalcitrant, and they do.
Well, and Dr. Dean made this point, I think, in the same article, Congressman, is that this is the whole problem that, you know, with a for-profit healthcare industry is that, you know, there's no payback in preventative care. There's no, you know, you don't make a buck on that.
Yeah, the president's plan fixes that. What it really does is to change the incentives so that the insurer or the public option that we're going to have that emphasizes preventive care makes more money than one that doesn't. We think that's good.
What do you think the main points the president is going to make tonight?
He's going to say that doing nothing costs a heck of a lot more than doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. Here's the way to understand this. If you like the way the healthcare system has treated you for the last 10 years, if you think it's been affordable, that the insurance company's been responsive to you, that things are going the way you want, your relationship between you and your physician, that you decide what to do instead of the insurance company, then stick with Mr. Boehner. Do nothing.
Right.
But if you think that it's draining your pocketbook, if you're concerned that insurance companies make too many medical decisions, if you have some worry about the fact that the person who served you coffee this morning has no health care for herself or her kids, then go with us.
Yep, absolutely. I was saying, a lot of the fear-mongering you hear on the right is this, how awful health care is in every other country compared to here. Like, ours is just such a stellar system. And, you know, I'm looking at the World Health Organization put out rankings. For the country that spends the most on health care of any country in the world, we're 37th in the world. Slovenia.
Well, you know
we're between
more,
Slovenia and Costa Rica.
Yeah, it's a bad place to be. You know,
yeah.
It's even more laughable is all these guys are going to get up today and make speeches about how terrible government health care is, and they're all in government health care.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
They get their benefits from the federal government. So if it's so bad, why are they in it?
Yep, absolutely. Well, we've obviously heard some talk of, you know, the not taking an August recess until this is done. Is that realistic at this point?
No, I think we're going to do this before we leave.
Really?
I'll tell you why.
The House
will pass the bill. Now, the Senate's a different animal, but we're going to pass this bill before we leave. And then we're going to come back in the fall and negotiate with the Senate and put something on the president's desk. The reason is that people are somehow pretending that this debate started, you know, a month ago. It started 50 years ago.
Yeah.
This is not new.
Yeah, exactly. I love that we're rushing.
Yeah, rushing.
Yeah,
there's people out there today who lost their home or their business or perhaps someone they love, because we didn't do this fast enough.
Listen,
how
I saw
we're rushing.
Yeah, I saw figures of, you know, how the hundreds of thousands of people that will lose insurance, in the month when Congress is on vacation, and how many people will die.
Today, 14,000 people will lose their health insurance today.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, are we going too fast on this?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
In fact, I don't think you should spend any more time on a morning radio show, sir, in my humble opinion.
Well,
thank
you. I'm here because we do need your listeners to tell their members of Congress, get this done.
Yeah.
Stop whining and don't tell me why we can't do it and what you're concerned about. Do what we tell you to do and make a decision.
That's right. I thought you were here because you love me and I'm wildly entertaining, but oh well. All right.
Those are two of the three reasons.
Either way. All right, Representative Robert Andrews of the great state of New Jersey, thanks so much for taking time for us.
Now, you guys are in Southern California, right?
Yes.
Let's do this in the studio the next time.
Please.
Absolutely.
Please, not on the taxpayer dime, sir, but sure. You come on. All right.
Listen, have a great day.
You too, sir. There he goes.
Yay!
Yeah, he's talking to you. Stop whining and grumping and do something. All right, Chris LaVoy. 43 minutes. Don't be all blue doggy on me. 43 minutes after the hour. Back.
I'm just playing devil's advocate with the blue dogs. I'm telling you why they're thinking the way they're thinking.
You're playing human irritant as you always do.
That's what I do.
Back with comedian Carlos Alzraki, comedian extraordinaire, live in the studio with us. Live! As we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at Geico, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's Geico. How old am I? I'll tell you later, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Somewhere in America, Doug Hanshaw has just suffered a heart attack. He's being rushed to an unfamiliar hospital. Thankfully, his health records are already there. Because Doug is one of the 106 million Americans whose medical information is ready when needed, thanks to Siemens electronic health records. Fast answers save lives. And the 69,000 Americans of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
I used to see so many things in nature as threatening. The animals, even the flowers. Because all that stuff made my eyes so irritated and itchy, I knew it couldn't be healthy. But now, I have opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes brand itchy eye relief drops relieve itchy, irritated eyes, bathing them with extra moisturizers that provide a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
The great outdoors looks great again.
Clear Eyes itchy eye relief, for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
A left shoulder accident, northbound I-25, right around Broadway, kind of hanging things up as you're making your way downtown from underneath the bridges. Southbound I-25 also dragging University to Evans. Checking on those CDOT cameras, looks like there's some type of emergency construction going on the end of that ramp. It's catching some looks from the highway. Westbounders on 76, starting to lighten up past 74th as you're making your way up to I-25. We have a crash at Santa Fe near Oxford. Sounds like there's a fuel leak at that one. I'm Todd Parker. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dead battery, flat tire, out of gas? AAA, it's worth every penny. Join today. They can save you on the road and save you money with the largest discount program in the world. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com. Relax, they take care of you.
Is your credit card debt getting out of control? Do you find yourself unable to keep up with the outrageous payments and fees? Stop paying those greedy credit card companies and keep your money for yourself. Now, in 2009, Americans with $10,000 $1,000 or more in credit card debt legally have the consumer right to reduce their debt and slash payments nearly in half. For a free consultation, call Debt Solution Advisor now at 800-554-3037. Join the millions daily who are finally being told the truth about their debt options. Call us in the next 30 minutes to legally reduce your credit card debt and save yourself thousands. Exercise your consumer rights today with Debt Solution Advisor and speak to one of our specialists to relieve that credit card stress once and for all. For free information, call now at 800-554-3037. That number again is 800-554-3037. 800-554-3037. 800-554-3037.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? The symptoms of ADHD make it difficult to pay attention, focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. Talk to your doctor and visit AdultADHDIsrael.com.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 48 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. We are joined in studio live by comedian Carlos Alzraki, who currently could not get health care because he has the nastiest looking rash on his arm.
If
what
I went
the
to
hell is that?
I got poison oak hiking in Piedmont, California.
Ooh.
With my nephews. And they're 8 and 5, and I'm like, hey, kids, is there any poison oak? You'll be fine, Tio, no problem. Poison oak is just such a hideous sort of white trashy disease, you know?
Like, oh.
You know, it's like you got to pay for it's like Heather Mills' retribution for a sin. Like, oh, man, I shouldn't have slept with that puppy. My skin's boiling up. God's punishing me. Rich people don't get poison.
Really?
Honey, no, they don't. Honey, I've contracted the poison oak. You've been hugging the slaves again, haven't you? Yes, yes. We were reading, and he said cat, and I got excited. And now I've got the poison oak. Yes. But I'm on my quest for world peace, ladies and gentlemen, and I talk about this in my act because that's what we all want. We want health care. We want world peace. And until smokers can pick up cigarette butts off the ground, until shopping carts can be returned to their proper shopping cart area, and until people flush their waste in public restrooms for other people, we cannot have.
Yes.
I am out to make sure that every toilet in America is flushed, every cigarette butt is put in a trash receptacle, and every shopping cart is replaced to the shopping cart. Just drive into a Target, and if you see,
yes,
say to yourself when you drive into a Target, the big Empire Complex out by the Burbank Airport, and see if it's free of stray shopping carts. If it is, you can say to yourself, there's going to be world peace today.
Mm.
If there are shopping carts blocking 5 parking spaces, 7.
And there will be.
There will be.
Oh. Yeah.
You say to yourself, there can be no world peace today.
Industry.
14,000 people lost their health coverage today.
Wow.
And there's no world peace today.
I'm sorry, Carlos.
Sorry.
And by the way, if you're listening in Madison, Wisconsin, and you just drove into that Target in Burbank, you've gone the wrong way.
Yes.
Yes, way back.
Okay. You made a wrong turn somewhere. All right. Tanya in Seattle.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to bring up, I'm not sure if you guys know, I guess I talked about it this morning yet. Professor Gates in Cambridge was arrested yesterday for entering his own home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure. That's illegal now?
That is.
Why is that illegal now?
Well, no, he was...
Because you're a black man.
Yeah, because he's a black man.
Oh. Oh,
well,
so they just assumed because no black people own houses.
That's correct.
I see.
In Cambridge.
I see.
Yep. And the charges were dropped against him.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah, that's it's like the driving while black. It's because no black people own cars either.
Stepping on the porch while black.
Yes.
I don't know how to...
All right. The president's getting ready for the big press conference tonight. Representative Henry Waxman today on the health care.
And the president expressed to us his great, strong, firm commitment that the legislation that he signs will have to be deficit neutral and will hold down the costs in the future.
The president said that the other day, and he said, and I mean it.
Yep.
So there. Senator Max Baucus says that...
We're making a significant headway. I'm probably more upbeat and optimistic about where we are now compared with earlier.
I would be more upbeat about health care. You know why, Chris?
Why?
If Max Baucus wasn't taking so much money from the health care industry, I would be a little more upbeat.
Max Baucus, Gilligan, I need to take money from the healthcare system.
That's not that.
No, wrong Baucus.
That's Jim Baucus. That's
Jim Baucus.
Baucus,
actually.
Different guy.
Yeah, different spelling, different everything.
All together.
I went for it.
You did.
An Associated Press poll shows a majority of Americans are back to thinking the country is headed in the wrong direction. Obama still has a 55% approval rating in this poll. There are growing doubts, though, about whether he can succeed on some of the biggest items on his to-do list. Sandy Smith, she's a PR worker here in Los Angeles, Chris. That's how we would know her.
She's who she's with.
She said, I think it's just reality. He's not Superman, right? Oh, Sandy, how dare you. I don't think you want to tug on Superman's cape. I don't think you want to spit in the wind. You don't mess with Obama.
No, you don't.
I wouldn't count him out.
No.
No.
Chill. He's got this.
He's got this, Sandy. Settle down. Don't tug on his cape. Yeah. Obama. Okay.
He just needs new spin doctors. Can we say that there have been no terrorist attacks during the Obama administration?
Yeah, exactly.
Look how well he has protected America.
Yep.
Yes, for those of you keeping track, the last terrorist attack would have been, during the Bush administration.
That's right.
That would have been when that happened.
Worst terrorist attack in
our
nation's history.
Yeah. It is not unusual, of course, for approval ratings to slide once presidents actually get to work. They're pulled down by things going on in the real world, by people who don't agree with the way they're addressing, by criticism from political opponents. But, you know, Chris, that's the thing with polls. They can turn around. Healthcare gets done. Mm-hmm. That's the problem, is there are so many naysayers, as the president says right now, and cynics.
I won't be able to hold my Waterloo party. I've been planning this Waterloo party for a long time.
Got his Napoleon outfit ready to go. Out of the dry cleaners.
Because you have to deal with the troublesome boners from time to time when you're the president.
No, there are some members on the Democrat side that got both arms broken during the cap and trade fight on the floor. Now there are no more arms to break.
What? Yeah. What is the point of the boner? John Boner. He's the
Representative House. John Boehner of
Boner.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Two vowels go walking. First one is talking.
When two vowels go walking.
Oh, yeah.
Will in Chicago on healthcare. Hey, Will.
Hey, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love the fact that you had the clip of Michael Steele yesterday talking about the fact that, you know, we spend 15% of our GDP and other countries spend 10% of their GDP and we have the same results. Isn't that an argument for universal healthcare?
Yes.
I mean, these guys are just thrown. They don't even really check their facts anymore.
Yeah, well, here's something I've noticed, and that is that Michael Steele may not be the brightest bulb in the...
That's true. And I think that part of this whole thing, why they're pushing back the vote for Sonia Sotomayor for a week, is they're trying to figure out how they can write in legislation where she has to clean up the chamber afterwards.
Oh, now. Come on now. All right. Or Sonia Sotomayor, or as Mike Huckabee calls her, Maria. Oh, dear.
Yeah, Maria Sotomayor.
Because his knowledge of Hispanic people constitutes mostly from watching West Side Story, apparently.
He's got some splaining to do. I compared you to Ricky Ricardo. I'm the other guy. I don't know who that was.
Coburn. Yeah, Coburn. Did you enjoy his Ricky Ricardo impression?
That was so bad.
Yeah,
you could see why he was sitting going, I just made a racist remark. I hope nobody heard that.
It's probably, is this on the TV?
Oh, my.
And how about Lindsey Graham asking her why she didn't agree with the other judge, who's also Puerto Rican. So why wouldn't you agree with him?
That's troubling that people of your own kind disagree. This I find confusing.
You should stick with your own kind. Yeah, that was horribly racist, wasn't it? Horribly racist and patronizing. And then they kept bringing up Miguel Estrada, the other... We like Hispanics. What was wrong with him? What, just because he's Hispanic?
Yeah, they only brought him up because he was Hispanic.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. Miguel Estrada and Sotomayor had absolutely nothing in common.
Yeah, Dianne Feinstein's like, we didn't vote for him because he had no record, and
right.
He wouldn't answer any questions. You know, it's like...
We would like to know which Chips officer you might be more empathetic to. The white guy or Eric Estrada, being that your last name is Sotomayor? What was your favorite chip?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Speaking of Michael Steele, he first of all said he's not a policy guy, so he doesn't really have any ideas of any kind.
Well, then why is he running the RNC if he's not a policy guy?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Oh, and also, he's not really sure which insurance company covers him. That would be his knowledge of the whole healthcare. Asked about his healthcare coverage, he said Blue Cross Blue Shield, I believe, or maybe not. I think it's Blue Cross Blue Shield. I haven't had to use the plan too much, thank goodness. He said he's happy with his coverage, just like 85% of the American people. He's happy with the coverage that he doesn't really even know he has, or he's sure what kind it is.
Blue ball.
Blue ball coverage. Something with the blue.
A lot of the Republican men do need that. They definitely need blue ball coverage. All right, Carlos Alzraqui, how might we find out more things about Carlos Alzraqui?
Well, CarlosAlzraqui.com, MySpace/CarlosAlzraqui, Facebook. Once again, July 30th at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. August 13th at the Improv on Melrose in Los Angeles. September 11 and 12 at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose. And August 29th at Acme Comedy Theater there in Hollywood, California.
Thank you, Carlos. We
Thanks
will be
for
back.
Having me.
We'll be back with Hal Sparks next, live in studio.
I want my health care now, Daddy!
Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello, special lady. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific study on lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN, 4woman.gov, or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this state.
Hey folks, I'm Mr. Opportunity, and today...
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
All this summer rain has certainly been great for the shrubs at Creekside Tree Nursery, but now their shrubs are sprouting shrubs, making Creekside Tree Nursery overstocked. That's right, Creekside Tree Nursery is in need of inventory reduction, and right now you can buy two shrubs and get the third one free, plus get 30% off 6 to 12 foot pinions. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Belmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com.
A great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEVEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Come before the United States Senate.
But supporters like Wayne LaPierre of the NRA say for people like truckers who travel from state to state, it is a matter of self-defense.
This is good legislation for the good people of the country. It puts them in a better position to protect themselves.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Well, President Obama meets reporters in prime time tonight. Here's CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier at the White House.
President Obama will use tonight's press conference to keep pushing health reform, but he's also stressing this won't happen at any cost. He's been echoing criticism from the conservative wing of his own party that the various draft bills as written still don't pay for themselves. He's sending the message that he believes this can be done without sending the government further into debt.
In an effort to raise much-needed revenue for their city, Oakland voters have gone to pot. KCBS reporter Margie Schaefer explains.
Voters have overwhelmingly approved a cannabis tax to boost the city coffers. Steve D'Angelo is with the Harborside Healthcare Dispensary.
We're very happy to be celebrating the victory on the nation's first cannabis-specific tax.
Gross receipts of medical marijuana will now be taxed at 1.8%. Oakland City Councilwoman Jane Bruner sees marijuana as a commodity.
And it should be taxed.
Auditors estimate the tax will generate about $300,000 its first year. Margie Schaefer, CBS News, Oakland, California.
This is what People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals charges is a Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus elephant being abused. The animal rights group says its charges are substantiated by a video that was shot by a PETA employee who went undercover to work for the circus for 6 months. Ringling Brothers says it is not aware of the video but maintains it treats its animals humanely. Spacewalk time again at the International Space Station. The Endeavour mission's third spacewalk should end in about 6.5 hours. With the economy still weak, GM says worldwide sales during the second quarter fell 15% over the same period a year ago. But still, GM says their sales ran nearly 20% ahead of the anemic first quarter. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 8 points and the NASDAQ is ahead 3. This is CBS News.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-0907. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-400-0907. That's 1-800-400-0907. 1-800-400-0907.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. About 12,000 are still waiting for the power to come back on after Monday night's storm. Xcel Energy.
From Consumer Reports and eBook Showdown, I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an eBook reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS-700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining Austrian fashionista Bruno has burst onto the silver screen to very good but not incredible reviews. In this follow-up to 2006's Borat mockumentary, creator Sacha Baron Cohen once again dances perilously close to the edge of the comedy cliff. Prepare for one of the most outrageous, insensitive, elaborate, offensive movies of recent times.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice Deity Jim Ward, and me, Stephanie Miller. This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an estimated 32 miles per gallon highway up to 600 highway miles on the tank, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com. /Equinox based on GM compact crossover segment. Excludes other GM vehicles. Yay for GM. Yay. Okay, the president's big healthcare press conference tonight. I'm all at Twitter. Representative Eric Cantor. We will play a cynic and then we'll play a naysayer. The cynic first.
What we're seeing currently is a bipartisan majority has formed against the current proposal.
Computer says no.
Okay, well, that's completely untrue. And now here's Sean Hannity, a naysayer.
And under pressure from the administration, Democrats are trying to push their health care bill through the Congress so fast the wheels are coming off the train.
Uh-oh.
And that is our headline this Tuesday night, Obama's third rail. They have so lost control of the issue that members of their own party are now beginning to revolt against them.
Oh, no.
Beginning?
The wheels are coming off the train of the third rail. Of
what?
Okay. By the way, we're saving some money on the F-22 plane, which the Pentagon even says we don't need.
This would have been an inexcusable waste of money. Every dollar of waste in our defense budget is a dollar we can't spend to support our troops or prepare for future threats or protect the American people.
All right, StephanieMiller.com has a calendar section, you know, and you can see that Mama will be in San Francisco this Saturday.
That's right.
For Girls Night Out at, where is it, Pier 39?
Pier 39.
Yes, for our Green 960 radio station there. Come on, come see Mama. You can find out how to get tickets at the calendar section. Also in Seattle, Saturday, August 8th for the Town Hall, along with Tom Hartman, Bill Press, Mike Malloy, and Ron Reagan. All right, speaking of people that are delightful live and unbelievably pretty, what? Who is it? Who is it, Chris?
It's Hal Sparks.
Oh!
Hi. I brought over your pizza.
Hi,
here's
pizza man.
Here's your sausage. Hey, what's happening? All right.
You can tell Hal and I are both political geeks because he just asked me out on a date for the press conference tonight.
Yeah. I was like, come on, dinner and a press conference. You know, and little waggly doodle. Come on. You'll be asleep by 6:30.
I
won't
know
even
it.
Remember it.
I know. I won't remember a thing. we were talking about a celebrity losing their virginity stories earlier, and as we all know, I lost mine to you last week.
Right.
And there's a picture of that on StephanieMiller.com.
In all honesty, I mean, that picture doesn't do it justice. I mean, that's an instant. And
that was more the afterglow.
It was, absolutely. Yeah. You can't take 3 hours and boil it down to one picture.
No. You can't. Will you be a political geek? Will you be watching the press conference?
I will be TiVoing it on two different set boxes, as it were. Absolutely. It's very exciting because I've been watching. Obviously, healthcare has been such a big issue. You know, you guys were talking about it
right.
At Infinitum, and the issue that, of course, we're rushing into this. We can't, we haven't worked out all these points in the early 90s. Already.
Actually started in, I think, the 1940s, actually.
Right.
Is when,
exactly. But most of the issues about these bills worked out, you know, in the first go-around. And they just got hammered and put away. But they're still valid. They're still valid points. Kind of like that whole, what was it? I don't know. The Defense Department.
I know. That's the thing. We were saying that, you know, sometimes there's more of a perception. You hear all these different points of view and the naysaying, and then you think, oh, it's not going to get done. Oh, it's a mess. And
yesterday,
you hear the Sean Hannitys. Oh, the wheels are coming off the train.
Right.
And,
on MSNBC, Chuck Todd was actually saying that most of this has been manufactured by the media, that it's basically like the reality showing of the whole debate, because the vast majority of it is done. If you actually get in there where they're actually making the bill, most of them are in large agreement.
Right.
You know,
well, that's what, you know, Ted Kennedy's piece in Newsweek, they're saying, you know, we're closer than we've ever been, and the president's saying it's not done yet. It's not, you know, he wouldn't sign it right now, but that's legislating.
It's the making of sausage. That's what you said. You know, if you catch it at the wrong time, you're like, oh, that's lips going in there. Wait a minute, I don't want that.
No.
And then you're like, oh, that's a nice piece of meat. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Wait, what are they putting skin on it? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, well, it's delicious now.
So, Senate Republicans are trying to fight the party of no perception, and the reason they have there is that perception is because it's largely true, because
they keep saying no to every single proposal ever put out there.
Yes, and when you go on record, like Jim DeMint is saying, this is about, you know, breaking Obama, essentially.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you can tell it's actually on, the momentum is actually for the bill by the look on John Boehner's,
Boehner.
I'm going to pronounce it Boehner, because there's an H in there, too.
There is.
Boehner. Because you can look at his face when he's saying we need to slow this down. He's panicked. He knows something is going to go through. It's going to have a public option, and it's going to be available. It's basically the same thing the senators have. And this is freaking him out because he knows the good press that will come from that 6 to 8 months from now, when this starts getting implemented, is going to tank them even worse than...
I know. And we were saying the best way to get it done is to just tell the Republicans that they're going on vacation, just let them go, and then slam the door, and then, Democrats...
Aren't they already gone?
If all you need to do is tell John Boehner he can get more tan...
Right.
Let's send him a ticket for somewhere.
Right, I'm gonna take Jared Cantor down to Southern State, and we're going to lay out on the beach for a while. I think that'd be a great thing to lay out on the beach and avoid the president.
That's how you get health care done in America. Tell the boner he can go somewhere and get a better tan.
He and the family can all gather up and go down. Have you been following that, by the way, the family? Have you read the book, The Family?
Oh, the C Street?
The C Street gang. Woo-hoo! Hookers and blow in the back, everybody.
But yeah, but they're like conservative Christians. Family value Christians.
Right. Somebody get all these Bibles out of the way so we can get to the hookers and blow in the back of the house.
All right. We are the family. I got all my Christians and me.
Anyway, so I love this. Mitch McChinless had to have a press conference to tout the fact that the Senate's only two doctors, the right-wing whack Tom Coburn.
I'm Tippy the Turtle. I'm Tippy the Turtle,
and I represent the
great state of Kentucky. And
Commonwealth.
Yes, that's true, technically. Yes, it is a Commonwealth.
But don't you love that? He had to tout that the only two doctors in the Senate are Republicans. Tom Coburn, who, he sterilized a woman without her consent.
Right.
He was a doctor in
also
Oklahoma.
Also a family member.
There were charges against him.
Yes, and he's a member of the family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One of their members, if you read the book The Family, which is fantastic, you should pick it up. There's a great quote from one of the, David Coe, the leader. Peter's son is running a prayer group, and he goes, he asks one of them, what do you think I would react if you told me that you raped three little girls? And this guy goes, well, I think you'd think I was a fairly awful person. And he goes, no, you don't understand how Jesus works.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Huh? It's a great book and a creepy read. I can't wait. I'm going to Arlington, Virginia to the draft house to do stand-up in 2 weeks, and I'm actually going to go to the C Street house and get pictures taken in front of it and Twitter from there because I think, sunlight is the best disinfectant. People need to know about this organization.
Well, here's the thing, too. This whole, they were saying that the double standard for scandals is just, it's chilling. The
ridiculous.
Whole,
Wheel of right-wing hypocrites!
One of the guys that lives in the C Street house is Zach Womp.
Oh, yes.
Literally, Representative Zach Womp.
All right.
He took a $5,000 campaign contribution from Senator Ensign right after he admitted the whole affair.
And right after his parents paid $96,000 in hush money to his mistress.
They live together at the C Street Christian house. Womp, a Tennessee Republican, has said little about Ensign's affair. And not one Republican has called on Ensign to resign, which is... No. John Cornyn said, I personally don't think resigning is called for. I leave that situation up to him. I get a sense that the public is less judgmental than perhaps they've been in the past. Oh, you mean when you were all screaming about Bill Clinton?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, this is a group of Christians who treat Christianity and forgiveness like a flush toilet. Like, oh, look, dirty stuff are gone now. I just hit the level, it's gone away. I'm fine.
I mean, even in their own ranks, the hypocrisy. Ensign was on the bandwagon to get Larry Craig to resign.
Yeah, but that's because he's gay.
Because
he did a gay thing. That's totally different.
That's exactly the head of the log cabin Republicans said. The outrage is stronger for homosexual conduct. It's like, how can you explain that away? Craig, of course, faced resignation calls from his colleagues. Mark Sanford looks like he'll survive. David Vitter, because they were girl hookers. Do people in the party look at it another way? Absolutely. It's a symptom of a larger problem with the Republican Party that turns away gays and lesbians.
So, and the hotter the chick, the less trouble they give you. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a really hot hooker, they're all kind of going, all right, what's the rate on that? How am I carve up a side? Does she have the number? Or but if it's like...
Like Margaret Hamilton or something.
No, right. Yes, if it's Ensign's staffer, if people are like, well, I'm not sure. I mean, well, she's kind of cute, I guess. So they're not going to ask for his resignation because they're still undecided whether they would hit it or not.
That's the barometer on the party of family values.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, gay is out of the question.
Yeah, right. Ooh, I don't know about her.
No, I don't know about that.
She can ride that broom like you would not believe, but...
he needs to resign.
I mean, that really...
And ironically, if a guy does it with the hottest guy ever, he doesn't get any slack.
No, not at all. They can't appreciate a pair of six-pack abs and go after him like Ted Haggard. It's just wrong.
So here's a programming tip for you. So Mitch McChinless had this press conference to say, he's combating the whole party of no label. He said, I've heard it said repeatedly by some on the other side that Republicans are not in favor of health care reform. That's because you're not in favor.
Yes,
yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
That's yes.
Yes. I can't find a single Republican senator who has said that. It's blatantly false, so we thought it might be appropriate to point out that we have medical experts right here in the Republican conference. So, crazy right-wing whack Tom Colburn, that's your evidence that you're for health care reform?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the guy, you know, who would lay on hands as a form of healing if he was allowed to. Yeah.
So, Colburn and the other doctor, they've started an online talk show, Chris, the Doctor Show.
Right.
You're
it's
kidding me.
Show.
No, they were hacking it yesterday on CNN.
Oh, my God.
To draw attention to the Republican Party's ideas.
We've got two doctors, and therefore you don't have problems with your health care. That's really what their argument is. It's like, we know a lot about medical issues, so you couldn't possibly have been denied care by someone for a pre-existing condition. Just because you had a yeast infection and you now have breast cancer, it's completely fine if the private companies dump you. And having a public option that would not allow that or making it illegal would be against our rights of freedom to make money.
The Doctor Show, Chris, it's about Republican ideas. That can't be a three-hour show. That can't be three minutes. Woo, there's a lot of fill time there.
Stretch. Let's go to our next caller.
We'll get some of those and we'll bring them back to you.
She's a birther from Alabama, and she has a question about if a woman goes into labor in Kenya, but she's on a boat that's owned by the United States, does that technically qualify as Hawaii? No, it does not. Next caller, thank you.
One would think that a doctor like Tom Colburn would know that, for instance, if one were a doctor, that it would be illegal to sterilize a woman without her consent while she's, you know, under anesthesia.
Yeah.
That might be something to ask on the Doctor Show.
Well, you know, I would have a lot more faith in the system right now if people weren't having to write on their body parts, cut off this leg, not the other one. But hey, we've got the greatest medical system in the world.
Mm-hmm. Actually, 37th.
Right
about Slovenia.
In my mind, we have the greatest. It's kind of like we're the freest country in the world. You know, we're the bastion of freedom, even though we're 26th on that list as well, and our personal freedoms and what we're allowed to do and where we're allowed to go. And
the Republican Party has been reduced. We talked to Carlos about this earlier, to a woman with her birth certificate in a baggie.
I saw that, yes.
To prove that she's a real American and the president.
Doesn't get wit when she's crying about America.
Exactly. And the president, not a real American, because he does not have a birth certificate in a baggie.
I want my country back! This is unconstitutional how the majority can get voted in and then their leaders do what they voted them to do. This is not what our founding fathers wanted! He's black! Do you understand? There are no black people from here.
Here, look. All right. Black people are not American because we brought them here. Don't you understand my argument? I know it's insane.
They're fancy and imported, but they're not American.
Right. Look, just because I'm wearing my underwear outside my britches, and my breath smells of absinthe and whiskey, and my children are out parked in the car, I cracked the windows. I cracked them.
All right.
Absinthe is too highfalutin for her.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was somebody tried to roofie me down at the monkey's uncle last night with some weird Johnny Depp liquor.
Back with more in the healthcare debate with comedian Hal Sparks as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Introducing the all-new Equinox from Chevy, the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Motor Trend says with the 2010 Equinox, Chevrolet has a product that genuinely outperforms its best competitors. Getting 32 miles per gallon highway, it's better than the Honda CR-V, Toyota RAV4, and even Ford Escape Hybrid. Learn more at Chevy.com/Equinox. That's Chevy.com/Equinox.
Based on GM compact crossover segment, EPA estimated MPG highway, front-wheel drive, CR-V 27, RAV4 28, Escape Hybrid 31, Equinox 32, excludes other GM vehicles.
The chemical plant I'd worked at for 12 years shut down, and I was looking for another place to work.
This is Danny from Baton Rouge.
And I think that first impression they get sometimes is a little too old. You know, why should we mess with him?
Then Danny got rid of his gray with Just for Men.
You know, they're not seeing the gray in the mustache, and they're not seeing the gray in the side of my hat. You know, if you feel better about yourself, you're going to feel better about everything else.
For essential career tips and a free offer, go to justformen.monster.com. That's justformen.monster.com.
Kids can't afford basic school. Make a difference and join the Do Something 101 campaign. Together with your kids, collect new binders, pens, notebooks, anything that students will need for back to school this fall. From July 5th to September 19th, bring the supplies to any Staples store nationwide or donate $1 at the register, and they'll get them to students who need them most right in your neighborhood. Get all the info at DoSomething101.org.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from Daphne of California, a mom whose child has allergies, after she discovered Little Allergies Allergen Block.
Gym days were awful. My 10-year-old hated playing outside because of his allergies, and I hated giving him medicine. Luckily, there's Little Allergies Allergen Block. It's this invisible gel that goes around his nostrils. It blocks allergens without drugs or side effects. We're both happier now.
Help put the block on allergies with Little Allergies Allergen Block. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brother Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Another two finalists have been sent packing from So You Think You Can Dance. Judge Nigel Lithgow stated that although all six dancers had performed brilliantly, the decision was unanimous and ultimately two people had to go. And those victims were named Caitlin and Philip. Now that the top 10 finalists have been determined, they'll no longer be performing in pairs. And the public voting will begin soon.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitchman drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchman will be renewed for a second season.
SunTrack.org. Go Broncos!
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I got my birch ticket under an umbrella. Ella. Don't get wet when I cry about America. It is the Stephanie Miller Show with Hal Sparks, comedian extraordinaire. Here's a fun fact about Hal Sparks that Chris discovered during vacation.
Oh, yes. I was watching TV, and on came a movie. Hal Sparks was in the credits. It was Dude, Where's My Car?
Yes.
Dude, Where's My Car?
I was so immersed in that character, you couldn't even tell it was me. You didn't know until the credits. Like, oh, my God, Zoltan? That was Hal Sparks? I had no idea. It was such a departure physically.
I understand a favorite game show around American living rooms, Zoltan or Hal Sparks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like dead or Canadian. It's more popular now.
Yes, these are the lines. Quick, to my mom's minivan, Zoltan or Hal Sparks? Zoltan. All right, good. My mom never had a minivan.
1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Mark in Chicago on the healthcare debate. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you, Stephanie?
Good, go ahead.
I had two concerns that I had. One is the public option. You know, I'm a physician, and I'm not against the public option per se. Bringing healthy people into the system is not a bad thing. But I don't think the debate has addressed how they're going to contain costs in terms of cost of technology and end-of-life care. I know the big disparity between us and other countries is that the way we die, we often spend way too much money at the end of our lives. My second point is just...
So what do we do about that? What's your point?
Passive eugenics? Is that what you're saying? It's like passing out pillows in old folks' homes, or...
What do other countries do? They have to ration their health care somehow.
All right. Okay. Thank you, doctor.
I suppose so. Hmm.
But we ration our health care here, too. The HMOs make
do it all
sure
the time.
Of that.
Absolutely.
That would be the one flew over the cuckoo's nest
I think
solution on health care.
Bash your head in with a sink and pull it out of the wall.
It's the freedom solution that Jim DeMint was talking about yesterday.
Absolutely.
You are free to die.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans wish that you would. And hurry and get out of the house.
Oh, for God's sake, just die.
Stop clogging up the system.
Absolutely. Yep. That's the problem with us. We want to live. It's rude. I mean, that's why we want health care in the first place,
which
think is rude of us. You know,
it's rude that you live so long.
If you would, look, just because if your appendix bursts, let's say, you can exercise all you want, but if you get acute appendicitis and your appendix bursts, just because that's going to cost you $47,000, if you can't afford it, don't go. Don't go to the hospital. I mean, you're wasting everyone else's money and time. You're driving up my premiums if you can't afford that $47,000 operation to save your life for a condition you had no way to prepare against. Look, don't be a jerk. That's the thing.
It's not like car insurance. Like, okay, if you get in an accident, you know, then your health insurance goes up. That was your fault. But, yeah.
Right.
Like
drive
your health insurance. You get penalized. But it's not my fault. My appendix burst.
Exactly. Nope. Sorry. You're going to go bankrupt. They've said now that in the United States, if you get a cancer diagnosis, you can pretty much just guarantee you're going to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
End of story.
Exactly. 28 minutes after the hour. Back with more with Hal Sparks on the healthcare debate and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
I wasn't getting past a certain point with the interviews.
This is Tamar from Washington, D.C.
Ray kind of says, does he have the energy to do the job?
And then Tamar tried Just for Men.
And when I went into the interview, I just went into the interview with a new renewed energy or something. And it was the first time I left the place knowing I had the job. It really wasn't anything magical or anything, but it was magical to me.
For essential career tips and a free offer, go to justformen.monster.com. That's justformen.monster.com.
You must be your fairy godmother.
Yes. It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Joe's Landscaping is Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe, I'd like an estimate to install a sprinkler system in the forest.
Okay, your property's on forest land?
Oh, no, it is the forest.
I don't follow.
Well, I'm calling around for estimates to install sprinklers throughout our forests.
What?
Let me explain. We're a grassroots group looking for funding to combat people's recklessness with fire in the forest. We can't get funding if we don't have an estimate, so,
Are you serious?
Yeah. We're calling it the National Sprinkler System. Isn't that great?
You want to know how much a sprinkler system would run you for the forest?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't even make sense, sir.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? You're right. Maybe we should just map out Olympic National Forest first.
Is this a joke?
No. Imagine being able to flip a switch and put a fire out.
Flip a switch. You know how much land you're talking about?
I know it seems big, Joe.
It seems big.
Well, they built that pipeline thing. That's pretty big.
No. I'm sorry. I can't help.
Wait, Joe.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, the Ad Council, and this station.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were greedy for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-910-5136. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-910-5136. 1-800-910-5136.
What do you guys think of
Stephanie Miller?
Seems okay.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller.
Seems real nice.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Joined by the lovely and talented comedian Hal Sparks.
Hello.
Live in studio with us. Leo in Minneapolis writes, hey, Steph, about Michael Steele, if he was only supposed to set a tone and not actually know anything, the Republicans should have made a mood lamp their chairman.
Right on.
Which would have been a better
Absolutely.
Idea.
Yeah.
He doesn't know much about the health care plan, even his own.
Well, that's because the Republicans are a publicity party. They are not a policy party. They are all about image. I mean, even for their own issues, they haven't done anything about abortion, even though they've been screaming about it for decades.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, everything, you know, their whole thing is we have a health care plan. Our plan is to talk about how much we don't think we need health care reform. But they don't. That amendment they posted was literally blank. It's like.
Yes.
This is our amendment, and we need to take 10 minutes out of the whole thing just to slow stuff down. We're not going to talk about how
it was like their budget had no numbers in it.
No,
it had apparently fabulous graphics.
They're all press releases.
Oh, pretty shiny.
They're press releases. So Michael Steele is actually the perfect guy to run, and Sarah Palin's the perfect person to run for president for them next time.
Yeah. Bill Bennett, speaking of the Republican Party, on the Situation Room, talking about how Obama's rushing, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank God he moved that press conference back tonight. You know, Harry Truman can stop spinning in his grave because Susan Boyle is on.
America's Got Talent.
That's more important. We got to wait on health care.
Absolutely. I mean, Bill loves that show.
Yeah.
It's a huge piece of legislation.
Huge.
It's hugely expensive.
Huge.
And still, the money goes up rather than goes down. For purposes of analysis, let me agree with James again. Better for the fall, but he doesn't want it in the fall. It's a little bit like Oz, you know? Don't look at the man behind the curtain.
Mm.
Listen. You know, do what the man in front of you says. Don't look behind the curtain.
Mm.
But the longer people look at this, the more worried they get. Well, it was a Justice Brandeis who said, sunlight is the best disinfectant. And the more sunlight that's here, the more the public is disagreeing with.
Mm.
Actually, no. The more spin there is, the more public disagrees with it. When people actually hear what the plan is, they actually like it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hands down. That's why he's doing a press conference tonight to end that side of the argument.
He just has to keep pretty much what he's doing now is just combating the lies. It's like, if you like the doctoring plan you have now, you can keep it.
You can keep it.
Okay.
And Bennett, of course, where was he on the Patriot Act? Talk about rushed through pieces of legislation
that
nobody had time to read. These guys could not wait to sign up, you know, their names.
Because it said Patriot in it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't do anything but let them to spy on us.
Mm.
I dare say Bill Bennett just lied to us.
What?
You know, it's not only they're rooting for the president to fail. According to Bill O'Reilly, he's already failed. What?
Americans want to know about their situation. How is it going to affect my family?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do I have to pay more or less? What am I going to do? Is my boss going to pay? Am I going to pay?
Uh-huh.
Who's going to pay? Nobody knows that. Obama has failed to lead.
Oh. He's failed to, apparently, because he hasn't told us anything about his health care plan. What?
Right.
He's been very clear about what he wants in
right,
healthcare.
Exactly. Yeah, they've actually released a lot of figures based on it over the time of making it. Some of it they've gone, you know what, scrap that. We actually don't think that's a good. We don't want to add that tax to it, or
right.
we want to, yeah. This whole
right.
thing
and
is.
He said over and over. I don't think we have to tax benefits. That's not. We have an array of options on how to pay for it.
Remember the freak out when he wouldn't mention public option for a couple of weeks when
right.
people were like, he's not saying public option. Obama's going back on the boat. And then he came out and went, I've been overseas. I've been trying to deal
yeah,
with this
busy.
Whole like people
yeah.
trying to kill us thing for a couple of weeks.
I've been on reducing the world's nuclear arsenal
for
by a third.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I've always been for a public option. I'm especially for it now. Be quiet. Relax, please.
Please be
chill.
Quiet.
Yeah, chill until we get done. You know, this is like, you know what it's like? It's like somebody comes over and is helping you clean out your closet. Literally.
Yeah.
You have, your closet is a wreck, and somebody goes, you know what? I'm going to help you organize this whole thing. The first thing I'm going to do is pull everything out and throw it on your bed and on the floor. If you came in the middle of that and go, this is your idea
you're
of
like,
a clean
what?
Closet? Right.
Yeah.
This, you're going to hate them. And then they start to, they're like, okay, I'm putting it all together and color coordinating it. And put it, by the time you come back in, you're like, this is awesome. But the mid part, you're going to hate them for it. And
yeah.
that's what making a bill is all about.
Chris, you can attest to this, that I'm the biggest computer moron in the world.
You certainly are.
But, you know, I'm one of those people that freaks out when I because I think, like, when someone touches a key on my computer and something happens, I'm like, you broke it!
Right.
And then, like, Chris will just hit another button. I'll be like, oh, okay, it's fixed.
Oh, it's good.
You hit escape. And
okay.
One of those people who are like...
Oh. Yeah, like, you know what I did the other day? I have to call my friend who's, she's a you know, Apple kind of expert person. Because, you know, all I did, I have, a, you know, your toolbar thing on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my, like, Firefox is, and
sure.
I click on that. And so I clicked on Microsoft Word by mistake, and it just went, whoosh. Have you ever seen that happen? It
yeah.
went,
oh, you dragged it off. You clicked it and held it and dragged it off.
No, it just went, you know, boom.
Yeah, you dragged
and
it
so
off.
I immediately called my friend. She's like, go in the hard drive. There it is.
Your computer
okay.
does not go boom, Stephanie. What happened?
It does a little puff of smoke. It's a cartoon
yes.
that plays. When
it
you
does.
Pull, when you pull, it's really cute. When you pull something off the dock you no longer want there
right.
on a
yeah.
Mac, it makes this little like cartoon, so it's gone.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it's not gone. It's just the icon is gone
from
dock
the
at the bottom.
Yeah,
right. It's still in your applications folder. It's still there.
Yeah.
It's just so that if you're
but
sick
I
of...
But I immediately was like, oh my God, my Microsoft Word program is gone. My Microsoft Word. And then she goes, go in hard drive. And I'm like, oh. There it is. Never
right.
mind.
Very simple.
Can't you use the Apple Documents program if you end up losing
Pages?
Listen, now you're
awesome.
Losing me. Now you're losing
use
me.
Use Pages. Pages rules. Pages.
Pete in Chapel Hill, North Carolina
yeah.
for Hal Sparks. Hal, it's for you.
Hi.
Hi, Mama. Hi, Hal.
Hi.
Hey, Hal, I'm calling on behalf of gay men everywhere to tell you how thrilled we are after all these years that we've lusted after you. Now that you've had sex with Mama, I mean, we know what happens to men who simply date Mama, let alone.
Oh.
You know,
uh-oh.
So if you
yeah.
know, over the coming weeks, if you find yourself, like, suddenly unexpectedly
listen,
drawn to antiques or musical comedy.
Listen, right. if he was on Queer as Folk for that many years without going gay,
yeah.
I don't think my gay ray is powerless here.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, you're forgetting whose power is being used here. You know, I'm actually using my power on her. It's not the other way around. Yes. It's, you know, this is me luring a shut-in out of, you know.
An elderly shut-in.
Out of, you know, their hovel. This is not the same thing, you know, as her, you know, whatever's a gay ration ray.
The gay ray.
Yeah, the gay ray.
What did you call me today? Normally you say my shoulders are like earmuffs around you because I get really
nervous. Oh, you're like a Venus flytrap and her head is the fly. Like
yeah.
Her shoulders go up. When I touch her, it's just a schwack. You know? But you know what?
You
actually,
know, and you know why? Because the ladies will explain, will understand what I'm saying here. And that is, I like a man with a slow hand. I like a man with an easy touch. And most men, you know, like Jim Ham hands me with those giant ham hocks of his.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Hal has a very sensuous touch that makes me.
But still, you go Angela Merkel on him.
Right.
Yeek!
Yeah.
No, and actually, she's relaxed quite a bit. You know, like I said, you know, women are like a snake or a new dog. You have to, you know, you can't just rush right in and grab them. You got it.
No.
You got there's
exactly.
a three-stage process so that they know you're a friendly.
Friendly. It's an incoming friendly. That's
yeah,
all right.
Right. You just try to grab him.
You know, all I'm saying is Hal Sparks knows how to cop a feel.
Yeah.
Just a lot of men don't know the whole, like, you know,
mm-mm.
the breast area. It's like, not the whole thing.
No.
It's not pizza dough.
Right.
Okay. Let's.
Well, yeah, I would never actually grab one with both hands and tossed it up in the air and watched
Ow.
It spin. That would look wrong.
Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, Hal, does she yell out Johnny Pontillo's name?
Oh, shush. Nobody believes that silly rumor from my Lockport, New York days. All right, go ahead.
You lost your virginity to John Pontillo from Pontillo's Pizzeria?
Not
wow.
Because I had no liquid hot metal to pour on my skin this morning, I watched a little bit of Fox and Steve Ducey. And
Brian Dilweed, right.
The total lies that they're telling is just unbelievable. But then they trotted out this commercial, and it showed, like, it looked like they spent, like, $2 to make it.
Mm-hmm.
It showed, like, a doctor and a patient, and then this guy jumps in the middle. He's got a clipboard that says, big government.
Oh.
And then it was called Conservatives for Patients' Rights.
Right.
Well, I Googled it. The same people who made the Swift boat.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
Are making this stuff.
CPR, get it? CPR. Yeah.
Yes.
Persons for Patient Rights. Right.
Yes. Right. Where's the ominous music? A giant clipboard is coming between you and your doctor.
Yes. It's called an HMO. It's called Cigna.
That's right.
It's called Kaiser Permanente.
You're going to crash
We found the... out you had an extra large zit in high school, and now that you're 71 and you have prostate cancer, we're going to deny you coverage.
Look out. Here comes the clipboard. Oh.
Because the government will not have a public option to keep us honest. That's right. See, we could do an ad like ours in our site, and that cost us nothing. That
That's
was
right.
free.
Yeah, exactly. 42 minutes after the hour. By the way, back with more Hal Sparks, and he's free. This is all free.
Yeah.
All this entertainment. It's
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That laughter sounds like the result of misbehavior.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency. Hello. Oh, I want to contact the 911 center.
911.
This is OnStar emergency. One of the customers has been involved in a vehicle crash with airbag deployment on Sheep Lane. The direction of impact was on the right side, and the maximum reported delta V is 24 miles per hour.
Hi, ma'am.
Yes, the car's in a creek. The water is up to the door. I can't get the door open.
Is the car moving?
No. My lip hurts. Go ahead.
We're going to get an ambulance out there to you.
Oh, my God.
In a crash, an OnStar advisor can automatically receive an alert and share your exact GPS location and critical crash details with first responders, so they're better prepared to help.
I hear a siren. They're coming.
I hope things work out for you.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 800-506-9926. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 800-506-9926. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 800-506-9926. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
Is your credit
southbound I-25?
Hi, it's Mario, and I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Beetlekill wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Beetlekill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or Lauer's Hardwood.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential, California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy 2 bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
What's up, everybody? Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really gotta bust our hump. I'm gonna need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster, I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, pizza lyrics, look to me. I'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie, I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug, I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now. Fast. Happy.
Grateful. See ya.
And wait. Lightning. Make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I mean I'm finished. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/31/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
And AM760.net.
Exactly.
Every Republican who is against publicly funded insurance should deny themselves public insurance. They should come out en masse and say, today, we the Republican
Party...
There's,
I think, one Democrat that's done that,
Right. As a matter of principle, we are no longer going to accept our Senate health coverage. We're going to go pay out of pocket and buy our own health insurance.
That crazy congresswoman from Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann, said the public option is bad, Hal, because it's cheaper.
Right, yeah. You have to pick one argument, kids. You either have to say it's cheap and it will suck, or it will suck. These are the two ones, because you can't say it's cheap and it'll be great, and therefore it'll put private companies out of business, or it will suck, in which case private companies would offer a better product and it would be fine.
There's competition. That's what America's all about.
We literally went to the House floor and it railed against the public option, partially because it would provide cheaper health insurance to millions of Americans.
Yeah, 30 to 40 million people would drop their current coverage and go to a public option if it was there. And here's the other thing they don't talk about, too, is a lot of companies have a lot of part-time employees that they don't make full-time, because if they make them full-time, they have to provide them with health insurance because of how their corporation works. So they have six people doing the job of three, but part-time. So none of them have the benefits. All of them are working part-time hours, part-time wages.
Right.
So once a public option is there, a lot of these companies with 25 employees or fewer, or 100 employees or fewer, can now start going, you know what, I'm going to make you guys, this group, full-time, and I'll still have part-time employees if I need it. And then the people who are capable will have a full-time job with benefits.
Enough about solving the healthcare crisis in America, Hal Sparks. You haven't heard the breaking news. Are you on the for or against side on the president was wearing mom jeans at the All-Star baseball game? He's been criticized as his jeans were frumpy at the Major League Baseball game.
I think he probably had to wear loose jeans for a good reason. Because that man has fortitude.
He said, these jeans are comfortable, and for those of you that want your president to look great in his tight jeans, I'm sorry, I'm not the guy.
Right.
He's not on Queer as Folk, everybody. He's
Thank
president.
You. Yeah, I can wear tight jeans because I
have,
you know.
He's a big pants person.
Absolutely. I have, you know, here's the thing, too, is, you know, tight pants are what criminals wear. That's what, I mean, a good criminal wear, because I don't want my clothing to snag as I'm coming through a window or hopping over a fence. But if you're relaxed and you're enjoying yourself and you're not doing anything wrong, wear loose clothing. That's what I say.
They were, I guess they were complaining that they were a little high-waisted.
Oh,
yeah.
And
those are mom
therefore
jeans.
French and gay.
Yeah,
as
yes.
is his health care plan, according right. to Sean Hannity. Yes.
He senses that his political capital, that the honeymoon is ending, and this may be his last chance. And this is the problem. The longer people analyze this bill, the longer they realize taxes are going to go up, that rationing is going to be a part of what our health care system will... You know, have it. Yeah, exactly. Most Americans are going to be forced into the government system.
No,
they're not going to be able to keep. These promises are false, just like the stimulus promises were false.
And the stimulus package has only, they've only put out about 14% of the money.
Yes.
A lot of it kicks in this fall.
Yes.
So, and by the way, Bobby Jindal, who fought the stimulus package, was handing out a check to one of the local areas where they were using the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He made a big, like, you won the lottery check and put his own name on it.
Wow, that seems somewhat hypocritical.
Yeah.
Much like Mark Sanford saying he doesn't want the stimulus funds, but then he flew his personal stimulus package first class to Argentina.
Or Governor Rick Perry of Texas,
yes.
who, you know, fought against it and now wants a $570 million loan.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Weird.
All right. Sean Hannity, one more time on the socialism and the Flavin. Sean Hannity.
Government care, taking over the car companies, taking over banks, insurance companies, financial institutions, dictating pay. That is the very heart of the definition of socialism. Let's call it what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. That completes the segment of the show. People don't know what they're talking about. Now we will turn to people who do know what they're talking about, because I have my fine American music. Howard Dean, who
yes.
we have so much respect for, we call him by all three titles.
Absolutely.
Governor, Chairman, Dr. Howard Dean.
Right.
He did an interview with Time Magazine. He has a new book out, actually, called Howard Dean's Prescription for Real Healthcare Reform. I think he always makes a lot of sense when I see him.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm very hopeful the House will pass a bill. I think it's going to be hard for the Senate. He said the Senate Finance Committee has been unable to reach a bipartisan agreement, which doesn't surprise me. Frankly, I think the Republicans have no interest in reaching one. I've long believed the Democrats are going to be on their own. Mm-hmm. I like him because he, in the right situation, says, screw bipartisanship.
Right.
He said, they asked, what are the potential pitfalls of the Democrats are on their own? He said, I think it's a very good thing. I think the Republicans have correctly diagnosed that the way to stop Obama is to stop the health care bill. They're determined not to have a bill. In the long run, we're going to have to do this on our own. By the way, Robert Byrd, back in the Senate from an illness, this is very good news for us.
Yeah, that's great.
Even if Congress passes the health care reform legislation that Obama wants, it will take years to implement, Time asks. Can the Democrats change things fast enough that health care won't be a liability for Obama when he runs for re-election? He says, absolutely. Put in guaranteed issue and community rating at once so people cannot be turned down for insurance in the private sector, nor can they have insurance taken away because of an illness. He'll get huge credit for that, and there's no budgetary cost. And then he went on to say, the last thing I want to say is I don't see this as a vote between Democrats and Republicans and liberals and conservatives. This is about whether you're going to vote for the insurance company or whether you're going to vote for what your constituents wants,
right.
want and will be watching.
Yeah.
Good for you, Howard.
Yeah, Max Baucus,
yeah.
who $5.4 million from the insurance companies,
mm-hmm.
The single largest donor, half the money he took in.
Yep, absolutely.
But
here's one way we're saving money. We canceled the F-22.
Yeah, wow.
Handing President Obama victory as he tries to rein in defense spending. When the Pentagon says you don't need something, you probably don't need it.
Right, yeah.
You know, John McCain about this.
Would you ask yourselves why the F-22 has never flown over Iraq or Afghanistan? It's been in production for nearly 5 years. It's never flown over Iraq or Afghanistan.
And you know what? Because of the debate on the House floor, you could tell where the parts for the F-22 were being made
right.
and where they're not
I
being
know,
made.
By who voted for them.
Because Chris Dodd was fighting to keep the F-22 program.
That's ridiculous waste. When you have, you know, Robert Gates, people from the Pentagon, these guys that,
right.
you know, are going, yeah, you need this plane. No, we don't. Yes, you do. No, we don't.
We don't.
No, we don't.
We don't need it.
Right.
Here's the fun fact about the F-22 that nobody talks about. It's totally useless for the kind of warfare that we're fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Thank you.
And it doesn't do well in rain.
That's a problem.
It's one of the problems they have during it. So if we are fighting, let's say, over Russia, which is what it was originally built for, if there's a rainstorm, it has trouble. This is not, it can't fight in the desert, and it can't fight anywhere where
there's
water.
Rain.
This is
Here
not,
we go. It's Operation Commando Eagle. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's raining.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. We're going to have to install an umbrella on top of it. You
Ella,
know, like
Ella.
This. Yeah. Right.
Now, one other, I mentioned this earlier that this annoys me, you know, is when Democrats don't get it together, like on Gitmo. You know, when you have people like Harry Reid going, we're going to let them go free.
Oh, man.
The White House says that the pledge to close Gitmo in January is still in place. Eric Holder yesterday.
Well, I'm quite confident that by January the 22nd, Guantanamo Bay will be closed. We are in the process of making these individualized determinations about the 230 or so prisoners who remain, detainees who remain at Guantanamo.
So, of course, Congress, including Democrats, have complicated this, which is already complicated enough.
Right.
One expert said these are issues, frankly, that could have and should have been wrestled with over the course of the last 7 years. Regrettably, they weren't. Comprehensively and robustly, in our view, this administration is doing that. That's the thing, you know, that
yeah.
annoys me, is that he had such huge messes and complicated messes to solve, including Gitmo and health care mm-hmm. and the economy. And, you know,
in life, you have a choice. You don't have a choice whether or not to learn your lesson. You have a choice to whether to learn it quickly or painfully. These are the two. If you keep putting off your lesson, if you keep putting off the hard work that you have to do, it gets harder and harder and harder. If you don't work out, it becomes harder to start doing it again. If you
That's
don't
right.
deal with an issue and you keep putting it off, it gets worse.
By the way, Hal, before we go, the breaking news, the other snowshoe has dropped. What? Palin implicated an ethics probe. That couldn't have had anything to do with her quitting, could it?
Ridiculous.
An independent investigator has found evidence that Governor Palin may have violated ethics laws by trading on her position and seeking money for legal fees.
What do you know? Putting her picture up while she's still governor, calling it the official Sarah Palin Legal Defense Fund. All these things ethically a problem.
I know. Hal Sparks, ethically delightful and comedically as well.
Well,
thank
don't
you,
speak
honey.
Too fast. Wait till we get out the air.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
HalSparks.com.
Yeah. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home, I'm Reese Sprans. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprans for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular Pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you...